my bridges.
Turned into like a creature from Jurassic Park there for a second, man.
I did.
How you doing, dude? Mm. It's one of those days you look short.
That better?
Nope. I don't think I made a lick of difference. What's up, Korkov? Good to see you. How you doing, man?
Maybe you're just
happy,
tall.
Happy Sunday.
Slouch more. There you go. See, that's better.
Now I have to yell. Also, I don't think I can successfully drink my beer.
Get a longer boom arm. Go bad.
It worked.
You got it, man.
I did it, man.
How you doing?
Actually, I'm great.
You're great?
Yeah, this is great, actually. You go ahead and you host, and I'll just kind of add commentary.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. Hey, I'm man. Colby. He's Seth.
Seth. Friend, yeah. 10 years.
Oh, man. It just gets me. Rock hard!
And we're all rock hard up in here for 19
Sweet.
Months of songs, dude.
Yeah,
so
man.
Long, you know? Mm. Yeah, dude. What's up, man? I'm gonna have to just give me a second here. I'm gonna just put my foot up here. Just real quick. Just hold on, man. I'm gonna put both my feet up here. That's cool with you? Alright? Is that cool?
No,
cord stuck on me?
You're gonna break stuff.
Alright, we good? Alright, now go ahead and move your mic back. You need to put them over my feet, probably.
Can't do it. They'll just be right here.
Yeah, it works, you know? It's up so loud, it'll hear you no matter what.
Yeah,
so
man.
We're all good?
Check it. Relax show?
Just for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need you to be professional.
All right.
Carry the program.
I mean, I'm wearing shorts without underwear right now, so it's great.
Me? Dude, I do that every show. I'm so glad one of us finally had the courage to bring it up, dude. Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking
at... Wow. Hey, Basement Braid, thanks for 19 months of subs, man.
Yeah, man.
That's real cool. 19 months, that's a long time.
Dude, we've been doing the show too long.
That's a long time, mm-hmm. man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you, I started to do this lean back thing as a joke, but now I'm not sure I could actually get back down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are your feet ticklish?
They're not. Don't try it. Don't try it. They're not.
That would have just shook the world. In
yeah, the whole studio would have broke. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing would have
like
fallen.
Like it did already last Thursday.
No, it did break.
It broke.
But not due to shaking, due to a
well,
single
you shook
switch
something, and, yeah,
being
it was
flipped.
The wrong thing to shake.
Yeah, we flipped the entire switch. But hey, dudes, what's up? How you doing, Court Cup Basement Break? Good to see you, man. It's, Sunday, it's hot everywhere, man.
It's hot as
it
AF,
is,
man.
It is hot mm-hmm. everywhere. If anyone asks if you're ticklish, there is only one response, I have diarrhea. You know, and in my case, it would be true always, because, you know, the life of a lactose intolerant man, it's rarely solid, you know? So, I'll have to keep that in mind, Korkov. That's a great tip.
All right. Well,
is that fun? Is that how you describe that as fun? So today we're drinking Corona. Extra.
Not
What's extra about it, by the way?
I don't know.
Wait, is this...
This is normal Corona.
There's two Coronas?
There's three.
What?
There's a Corona Light, a Corona Extra, and a Corona Premium, something, one of those two words.
Why?
Because they're like Bud Light.
There's Bud no Light, such thing Budweiser, as Bud Extra.
There's basically...
That's weird.
Bud
so
Lager.
This is Bud... So this is a regular, but it's not regular because it's extra. But this would be the equivalent of Budweiser.
I think. Yeah. Because this is 4.5%. I bet you it has more carbs than the Light does. The Light's probably
4.5%?
Yeah.
That's all that's in this?
Yeah, it's bitch made, man.
Dude, that is ridiculously
it's
bad, dude.
Bitch made.
That is terrible. I have two beers. I'm going to be honest. I have two. Mostly because I didn't expect Colby to bring a beer, so I opened a beer. This one is, this one doesn't say either.
Yeah. Bud Light Platinum, bro.
This one is 6.5 alcohol by volume. It's also made by Chris Fish, the brewmaster.
Chris Fish,
dude. What a pro out
well, that's
there.
That's cool.
Telluride, you know?
Yeah,
Chris
man.
Fish.
Have you ever been to Norton's?
I have not.
We went to Norton's Friday night.
Okay.
And I had a beer there that was actually good. I've been there once before.
Okay.
I did not
Yeah, I remember.
Particularly enjoy the one I got that time. I
think we discussed it, and you said they're all fruity.
They are.
I kind of remember you saying Britt liked it because they're all fruity.
Brews. No.
Well, right. Of course, they're all micro brews.
Well, the one that she got, she did not enjoy, and it was the one I got the last time, and I forgot until I tasted
it. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe Britt ordered it, didn't like it, and then you drank it, and you drank a bunch of it. Maybe that's what happened.
No, I didn't.
Britt was involved somehow in this story.
I mean, she was there.
Was she there?
No, she was there.
Okay, then I'm vindicated.
Times.
So there you go, man. Good bands. At Norton's? See the show there on Friday? Oh. Was there a band there on Friday? How could he forget? Look at this man.
On Norton's? At Norton's? No, I got there at 11. So it was probably over by then.
Oh.
But I did
Why
not know
go places so late, man?
I don't know. Well, we went to a lot of places. We went to... Well, we went out with our friends who have been pregnant for probably like a straight, I don't know, 3-4 years. Just a straight. They have 4 children now.
And they had them all in a row?
Yeah.
You ever just want to be like, do it for fun sometime, you know? You know, like maybe do it for fun. Just once.
Maybe.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
The Catholic?
So, not that I know of.
You know, is it weird of me to just be like, why do you have so many kids if you're not Catholic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my dad's family, notoriously, like, the reason they didn't get all invited to the wedding was because there's too many of them, but they're a Catholic family. You know, they don't believe in...
I think the first one...
Protection, you know?
The first one they planned.
Okay.
The second one they were happy about.
Okay.
Yet it turned out to be twins, so they weren't ready for the third one.
Oh.
And then the fourth one was just a surprise.
Do you blame a twin when you only want one? Do you, like, blame the second one to come out for being there?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like...
You're like, you're the fucked one.
Well, yeah, but, like, how does he know that one... Just because he came out second doesn't mean he was... Like, how do you know which baby was actually older? Does... Okay.
I don't think
this is going to get too deep. All right? It's going to broach on subjects we shouldn't broach on our comedy show, okay? But if life starts at conception, all right, like all the Jesus people say...
Yes.
Okay? That should determine the age of the child.
Right.
Not when they come out the hole.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know when the whole twin splitting of the egg thing happens.
Shouldn't
but
we all be 9 months older than we actually are?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm alive in there, I want credit for that. I got gypped of 9 months of drinking, dude.
It's real weird how Republicans phrase that, you know?
Oh, do they phrase it in a special way?
Well, yeah. They made the rules of when you actually come out the vaginal canal.
Uh-huh.
That's your birthday.
Okay.
Yet to them, life starts at conception, right. So why in the
so, back then? So is the idea that it's a birthday and not a conception day? Because it's
maybe
the day you were birthed? Why can't I just be life day? Like, day, existence day.
I don't know.
Like, the day before, I did not exist. The day today, I do exist. Today is my first day on Earth. That should be it.
Right.
And then I should be able to drink 21 years exactly from that day that the little Dan swam into the little thingy. And then there's little Seth right there, microscopic, no heart, totally alive Seth. There he is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start the atomic clock. Dude, I'm going to be chugging rum the second it hits 21 years. Okay?
I was going to say, so you're 32 in 9 months right now?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's what I think it should be. Don't you think that's fair? I got gypped. Who do I sue? It's America. I should be able
to
sue somebody.
Just sue America.
I don't think I can sue him. Like, who do I go after? Trump?
Yeah, the U.S. government.
You can just sue the
as
government?
A body, yeah.
Like, can
body.
I just go to the courthouse and be like, I'd like to sue the government, and they just write government in the line?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sure. I don't know. Why are you asking me? I have no idea.
Well, you just sounded so confident.
I am always confident about everything I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you confident about things you do know?
No.
Okay.
That's the only time I'm not confident.
So if I was to ask you about drumming techniques, you'd end every single sentence with a question mark. But if I was to ask you about nuclear physics...
I'd be like, I do
physics,
it this way, but you could do it however you fucking want to. But if it's nuclear physics, it happens with fission.
Okay. All right. Dude, and I believe that because you said it with such confidence that I'm not... I know you have no idea what the word fission means.
It's something to do with nuclear.
Yep.
I can tell you that
much. Circular argument. Can't even deny it. Can't even poke holes in it.
Can't.
It's not possible.
The word is like in it. Nuclear fission.
And what about fusion?
Fusion, too.
What's the difference between fusion and fission? Got him. I got him.
One
oh
has a vowel that's earlier in the alphabet than the other one.
A-E-I-O-U. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that.
That's the difference.
And the other one has a vowel that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go to Chernobyl for nuclear fission. You get it? Because all the fish are radiating because of the natural disaster that took hundreds of lives.
Also, fission.
Well, yeah, it sounds like fission, but it's fission.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah.
But, um.
Yeah, but, um. Yeah, but, um.
Yeah. And then,
got into a jazz riff there, and I just stopped. Okay.
I was supposed to go out last night for Cameron's birthday.
Right. I'm guessing you didn't. Now, you told me off air what the alternate plan was if you didn't go out for the birthday. Did that alternate plan come to pass?
No.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Skated by.
Do you want to share the alternate plan with their audience?
I was to go to Pinella's parents' house for a party. Apparently it was fun.
Oh, according to who? Him?
No, according to everybody else that went.
Who went? Were there people your age that went to this thing?
Yeah, all our friends went.
What is a parent party? What is this?
I don't know. It's like a party.
Did they say it was fun and give any specific examples of how or why it was fun? Can my voice get any higher?
This was the group.
You read the text.
This
to
was
me?
The group chat this morning.
Okay.
My mom's so fucking drunk.
That's from Pinella.
She can
Pinella,
barely
guessing,
get
right?
words out.
Okay.
Lizzie said, she's so fun, dude. She's the shit.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's it!
I take that as fun.
Okay.
I don't think they would talk about it afterwards if it wasn't.
I don't think that was afterwards. That sounds like during the event.
That was after they left.
Oh, I see. Pinella's still there commenting on the quality of his mother's speaking, but everyone else has already left.
Yep.
Wouldn't the fact that they left early, wouldn't that say to me...
I mean, that was at like 3 in the morning, I think.
Oh my god.
No, that was at midnight. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do instead?
It was a little after 1. So I was super fucking tired.
Okay.
Like, I didn't get my nap in the day.
Oh,
so,
dude, I'm sorry for you. Must be rough.
Yeah, I woke up probably at, like, 1.
Uh-huh.
Went and got food. Came home. Laid down for a little bit. Did not nap. Just laid there.
Okay.
Went to my parents. Drummed for, like, 2 hours.
Okay.
Got home and ate. And then basically passed out until, like, 9. And then... I was supposed
so
to,
wait, what, does
I
basically
was to meet
pass
Cameron
out
at
mean,
7.
Mean a night, mean a nap, or?
Mm-hmm.
So you did nap?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't get my nap earlier in the day to be awake for the night period.
But you napped in the night period, so shouldn't you be awake immediately following the nap? Is there like a recovery
well,
period
okay,
after
yeah.
the nap?
No. Here. I wake up at 9,
okay.
ready to go. I was supposed to meet him at 7.
Okay.
I messaged him. I was like, I'm running a little bit late. I'll let you know when
yeah,
I'm coming.
A little bit late. Yeah, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently enough time for Cameron to get blackout drunk.
Okay.
Pass out on the table where he's at, and then get taken home, and the bash left.
End of the night.
Yeah. Okay. By the time I was getting ready.
So you really dodged 2 bullets by just being a jerk.
Yep.
Because you slept through the party.
Yeah, man, I was too tired.
Did it ever occur to you that if you had went to the party, you would have only had to be there for 2 hours, you would have appeared to be a great friend, and instead you missed it?
I couldn't.
You could have.
No, I would have passed out.
So, I mean, that happens.
Apparently it does.
Yeah, apparently it does, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
That was my night. Stayed home.
Oh, my God. Dude, what is a typical sleep schedule for you on a weekend?
On a weekend?
Yeah, like, what do you, like, when do you wake up?
Oh, I'm probably awake until...
Like, do you have a routine?
2 or 3.
Can I just... hypothesize what I think it's like, and
sure.
then you correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, you stay up late Friday night watching TV shows.
Yep.
One that you have never seen, one that you have seen before, alternating between them.
Okay.
All right? Then go to bed 2, 3 a.m. Wake up 11, 12 p.m. So noon. 11 a.m. to noon when you wake up.
A little later, but yeah.
Okay, noon to 1 p.m.
There you go.
Okay? You wake up, you brush your teeth, you do all your routines to get you awake, and then you
nope.
go, okay.
Like, I'll be lucky if I brush my teeth.
Okay, so you wake up, you go get breakfast.
Yep.
Okay. Always out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you can't cook because you're not awake.
Right.
Okay. That takes a good hour.
Yeah.
No alcohol at this time.
Well, it depends on where we go. If we go to a place with alcohol, yes, there's alcohol. If not, then no.
Okay. Back home, 2 o'clock. Nap.
Yeah, food coma nap.
Okay, mm-hmm. So then you sleep off the liquor, you sleep off the food. 5 o'clock wake-up time. You got to shake off the sleepies, go eat again.
Yep.
Okay, always out? Or do you eat at home?
No, always.
Okay, always out. More alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, more alcohol. Then you come home. This is about, I'm going to guess, 7:30. Probably a longer dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Come home. Start watching some TV. Just veg out. Second food coma, but a second nap would just be Hobbit-like, so you can't do that. But you still got to lay in bed. Right? Like, you can't have two naps.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, so you lay in bed, you watch TV, 9 p.m. rolls around, the sun is gone, your arch nemesis, the devil, the sun, he's gone. He's hidden behind the flat earth, okay?
Okay.
So then you check your text messages of desperate people wanting to hang out with the Colby, and you choose that day whether you stay inside and just watch stuff, or you choose one of the peasants to grace with your presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't choose based on which peasant you haven't seen. You base on where they're at and the quality of the food and alcohol at the place they are at. Is this correct?
Ish, yeah. I mean, really, there's only one group of peasants.
Okay. I mean, last night there was multiple.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Cameron in probably a year.
Yeah, well, when's the last time you saw Pinella?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, all right. Okay. So then you do that. Stay out till 1 a.m. with the peasants. Come home. Watch the TV.
Yep.
Fall asleep, 3 a.m.
Yep.
Repeat.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got your routine down.
Yeah, that was pretty much correct. Typically Fridays we don't go out because we're already too tired from the
day. Right, you gotta work.
We're too tired to not go out, but we're not too tired to fall asleep at a normal hour.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the weekend, fuck it, we're staying up. So literally just vegetables laying in a bed.
You could just go to sleep, though.
Could, but that's a waste. It's a waste.
Why is it a waste?
Because I very much more enjoy nighttime than early morning.
Because of the sun. Is that the major reason you think?
That's a major reason, yes.
Okay, because you know, you don't really save time. Like, going and having, like, staying up till 3 is the equivalent of waking up at 7.
Right.
So it's really just the fact you don't like the sun. You're a vampire and the sun will set you on
fire. I very much prefer nighttime compared to early morning sunshine, yeah.
It doesn't ever bother you. See, this is the thing. This is why Colby's skinny and I'm fat, okay? Because one of the biggest problems I have with Wichita in general is just there's nothing open late.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing open. Like, when I lived in Manhattan, Kansas, a college town, they had an entire entertainment bar district called Aggieville, and it was open till 4 a.m. every day. You could go get any food, any drink you wanted at any time. It was glorious, okay? Here in Wichita, everything closes 11 p.m. Unless you're downtown, which no one is, because no one lives down there because it's expensive and there's too many hipsters, okay? So, here, where normal people live, everything closes at 11. So, you don't eat when you're in bed, do you? Because there's nothing to get. Like, you can't just, like, order food.
No, and by that time, I have so many beers in my stomach that I can't physically eat.
See, when I drink, I want to eat.
Not really, no.
It's a different man.
I just get on a track of drinking to where I can't, like, even water does not come into the situation. It really should.
It should,
but it doesn't. Once two or three beers go down, it's just like, let's go. Keep them coming.
Just let's go beer?
Yeah.
Beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just beer.
Let's go, but beer. And only beer.
Well, I mean, Friday night was different because we planned to go out with our friends that we don't normally see. So that was a...
But you didn't.
No, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we went out Friday.
So the Nortons went... Oh, that's right, because you went with the pregnant people.
We went to...
You don't normally see them because they've been too busy raising spawn.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We went to Picasso's Pizza downtown in Delano.
Dude, they got big old slices, man.
They got huge fucking slices.
They got big old slices now.
I did not... Like, I mean, they had a display one right at the front, but it looked... It didn't look that big. And then I got two, and then they were bigger than that display slice, for sure.
Have you ever told the story on this show about how you ordered that whole pizza in Manhattan? Because it's the same type of situation, you appear.
It really is, but I ate all of it.
I mean, yeah, I bet you did. Did you have beer there? Because they sell alcohol, don't they? Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
I had two beers there.
All right.
I had Casey Pills from Boulevard Brewing.
Hey, what's up, Loyal?
And then I had another KC Pills from another company in Kansas City.
How much money do you think you spend each week on just alcohol?
Too much.
Like you think hundreds of dollars a week on alcohol? I mean, just alcohol.
Just alcohol? Well, that night I had six beers. I had six.
Okay.
So not too much. But
well,
I mean,
each
they
beer's
were
$8, right?
Yeah, they were at a higher price.
So that's $50, mm-hmm. And then you bought, how much was that 12 pack today you bought?
15.
Okay, so you're up to 65.
I had.
Did you have anything for lunch?
I bought a six pack last night.
Okay, that's like 9. So you're up to like 73.
I bought just the weekend wine.
Okay, so you're up to 83. I'm guessing she doesn't drink super expensive wine.
It's like $15.
Okay, so you're up to 85.
I didn't have any at lunch yesterday. I didn't have any at lunch today. That's it.
What'd you eat for lunch today, man?
Jimmy's.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, cool. So yeah, roughly $75 to $100 every week on beer.
Oh,
alone.
This was a light weekend. This was a light weekend.
So, when you lay in bed, and I do feel like I'm just interrogating you at this point, but I'm really trying to just get a glimpse into your life.
Yeah, man.
So when you're laying in bed watching Vikings or whatever you're watching, mm-hmm. are you holding a Miller and she's drinking wine out of a glass? Mm-hmm. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
And you're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you wear? Do you wear clothes?
No. Boxers.
So you're both in your underwear?
Yep.
Okay. This is a glorious existence,
dude.
Actually.
It's so like, great. It's hard to do anything else, man.
Like I know. I don't blame you. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, we had fun Friday night. We went to Picasso's to eat, and then we went to Aeroplanes Brewing.
Okay, I like their beers. Their beers are good. I like Aeroplanes.
Yeah, I liked the one there. We only had one. We played fucking cornhole. I think me and Britt won.
Okay.
And then we went to Norton's, and then I had a beer there that I actually did enjoy. It was like 9% alcohol. It's called the Polka Dot Princess.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
9%?
9%.
That's intense.
I had 3.
Boxers counts as clothing? I mean, yeah, technically it does, but
I don't sleep naked. I don't like it.
I don't either. It's hard, the balls.
Yeah, they just jostle.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, I don't like them touching
me. They need
me.
To be contained.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me feel uncomfortable to have mm-hmm. them move, you know?
I feel weird. I don't know.
I can't take it.
Mm-mm.
Like, even if I contain them, I mm-hmm. still feel like I know they're uncontained.
Yeah.
And I gotta, like, contain them up.
So are you or are you not wearing underwear right now? You said no.
I am.
Okay.
I'm wearing underwear.
I'm not.
Well, you're wearing a swim bottom, mm-hmm. as it appears to me. So.
Bought these for $8 at Walmart.
Dude, I just bought a pair of Patagonia swim trunks, dude. I haven't rocked them.
How much were those?
I think they were $45.
Yeah, see, this is where we differ. I spend money on beer.
Yeah.
And alcohol. Look, spend money on fancy things that you don't need. These do the same fucking thing.
The last time I got
swim trunks.
Last time I got swim trunks was in 2011.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah,
when's the last time you got swim trunks?
Fucking because I had to buy them because I didn't pack them when I went on my work trip.
Okay, so that was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Okay. How much were those? $8? Oh, those
$8,
are these?
$8, yes.
Okay, and what about before that?
Britt got me a pair for my birthday.
In June?
Mm-hmm.
This birthday? Last year. Okay, so that's two in a year.
Yeah.
It's two in a year.
I didn't buy them, though.
But you still had them.
I bought one.
My last pair of swim trunks are 8 years old. Mm-hmm. They're the same age as my son. That's how old
how
my swim bottom
is. You pay for all these fancy beers, huh? I can't get at you for that because it's the same thing.
And it was also my honeymoon.
Yeah, that's not that special.
we start stacking money. You're going to win so fast because I only have a tiny amount.
What do you mean?
Like, I make in a month what you make in a week.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you mean, eh?
Nah.
What do you mean, eh?
I mean, that's all of my extra cash goes to weekends. It's eating out. It's alcohol. It's fucking goddamn cover charges to get into fucking bars. That's the worst. Dude, it's $20 a person.
Oh, my God, dude.
$20 a person.
Yeah, I actually
to go where we went on my birthday.
That's stupid. That's stupid. I actually went crazy on clothes, man. I bought a new pair of shorts, and I bought a new pair of swim trunks, man.
Hell yeah.
That is no joke. That is the first pair of clothing I have purchased
in like
since March of probably 2016 when I started going like my own boss full time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good though. Yeah.
I only had two pairs of shorts.
You don't need
and
clothes.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
You can't wear these
I
anywhere
need to get
but
you
here.
More of those because they're gonna disintegrate.
Dude, they smell so bad. Mm-hmm. You got to tell me when you start smelling them.
Oh, I smell it all the time.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
No, you don't.
All the time.
You do not.
When you like spread your legs and that fan was pointing at me. And it gets a whiff. Yeah, no, I definitely do. Cover it. Cover it up. Cover the tank.
These are washed. These are only 5 days of streaming. That's how bad it is. Like, it used to be I could wash them, and I could wear them for a week or so, and then wash them again, and they'd be okay. Now, they smell when they come out of the washing machine.
That's bad.
Yeah. It's bad, dude, but what do you do?
It's bad.
What it's do you do?
Crotch fan.
I got one!
Another one. Another one.
Surround myself in
just
fans.
Like, figure out a way to fit ice cubes into your pants and just keep them.
Well,
there.
I think it's like a combination of things. Like, I think that the seat cushion I sit on is just stinky, and I think the shorts are stinky, and like I change out the underwear so they don't get stinky. But the second I put on clean underwear and then put these shorts over them and then sit on this cushion, they stink. They're not clean anymore. Yeah. You know, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
This is something I did not realize I'd have to juggle when I decided to become a full-time sitter. Like, there's just
stank?
Yeah. Because it's hot in here, man.
It is. It is. My electric bill is so fucking high.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the average payment plan.
That's smart, because yeah. I'm over what that would be right now.
Well, how much is your electric bill?
140.
Mine's still more expensive.
Really?
Yeah, mine's 150 every month, period.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you have a two-bedroom.
I do. I also have this.
Yeah.
That's a good point. This is a lot of stuff.
No, mine's all just the air conditioner.
Febreze your balls.
My apartment is 69 degrees.
I should. Can you actually smell the stank?
No.
I mean, I should Febreze them, probably. You think that would work?
I mean, that would be a great idea, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
No, right now it's actually not bad, but there are nights. And it's specifically Thursdays, like after you've had a full day of streaming and just sitting in the stink juice. It gets bad, guys. You don't want to smell it. Just straight down. On the chair, too. Ah, see? That smells so great.
It's freshness, man.
Yeah, man. There's this thing called body spray. You should really look into
it. I'm not going to spray Axe onto my testes, dude.
Why not?
It's got to crumple them or something.
Not the testes, but around. Not directly on it, like on the underwear.
I'm not going to do that, dude.
Why not?
That's got to be bad for my balls. All those chemicals down
cancer,
there, dude.
Yeah, it's fine.
That can't be good, you know. But yeah, Febreze is a great idea. Just keep that around.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just keep it fresh. You know, the problem is here, though, seriously, is that I worry when you told me that you can smell it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I said to you, make sure you tell me when it smells, because I am consciously worried that I'm nose deaf to my own stank.
Yeah, that happens.
So, because I sit here all day, okay?
No, I think it's a certain point in time.
And I'm sure it wafts,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just used to it.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, when I, like, go to the bathroom or something, and I open it up,
mm-hmm.
you know, I smell it, dude.
No,
and it is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I feel like if it was bad, I would smell it before Colby did. So the fact that you tell me, no, I could smell it occasionally.
Well, it's only because there's a fan blowing it directly into my face. Like, I wouldn't smell it unless if it was just wafting down there.
Well,
it doesn't vapor up.
I could move the fan, like, here for the show.
It doesn't matter.
And then it would blow away from you, right?
I'm not dying. Like,
dude,
your stank's bad,
you
but it's not
it,
like Chernobyl bad, okay?
Sometimes it is. I think, and I'm worried, because it's...
Like, direct, yes, I agree.
Like, what's the temperature outside right now? Get out of here, Siri, what's the temperature? Let me look. It's 91 degrees, okay?
Jesus.
I feel like August, late July, August, it's going to be in the hundreds. It's going to get even worse. And so if you're smelling it now in May, June...
Oh, do I smell it in the winter? Like...
It's going to be bad. I'll just keep the Febreze here, man. It's just Febreze.
It's fine,
know?
Man.
If we need
I've
to
smelled worse
it.
Things. How about that?
I feel if you smell. I'm just glad that
like
you're saying
that. My taint's not flowers.
Well, I know, man, but I'm just saying that, like, that makes me feel better because that means you haven't actually smelled it. What yeah. you smelled is, like, a residual.
Right.
Like, we'll use the Chernobyl example, you know, the
it's
toxic
like 3
cloud.
Point.
You're, like, 4 miles away mm-hmm. from the toxic cloud. You right. still get a little bit of effect, but you're not in the cloud. Because I've been in the cloud before. You don't want to be in that cloud, dude.
No. Nah.
There's an exclusion zone following my boxers no, that you don't want
to
be
I
around.
I think it's getting old, man, because, like, I used to not smell. I could sweat.
Well, that's
I wouldn't smell. I wouldn't smell myself for, like, a few days. A few days I could go without showering.
Right.
Now, if I go to the fucking gym, I need to shower immediately after. Because,
right.
one, I'm trying to sweat more to get all this fat off.
Right.
And two,
that's science.
It's just, it's bad. My butt. It's all the butt.
Dude, well, you got a lot of hair down there.
Yeah.
The hair does not help.
Well, without it, it wouldn't be any better.
Doesn't that suck, dude? I don't know if women know this. I mean, some women have a hairy butt, so I don't want to say, like, women don't have hair, because mm-hmm. I know that women do have hair. But, like, I've tried shaving the butt, and I've tried leaving the hair on the butt, and either way, I feel like the sweat is not contained.
Yeah,
like, no matter what.
No.
You know, like, I want to, you know, to,
regardless,
to Little
sweat.
John, the sweat drip down my balls, you know, but that doesn't happen when there's hair, and then when it does happen when there's hair, it's just like, you know.
No. I shave this on the sides, you know, I
yeah.
get that pretty damn small, yet
right.
when it is that small, I sweat way more because it has nowhere to stick to.
Yeah.
It just falls.
It's weird, dude, it's weird. I do use dryer sheets, Loyal, they don't help, okay? That's me. I'm sprawled out on my desk. Wife from the gym. Need to shower desperately. I shower usually at least twice a day, sometimes three times a day, depending on what I do. Like, I showered this morning, and then I'll shower after this show. I'll shower twice. Tomorrow, I'll shower three times. I'll shower once in the morning. I'll shower after the show, and then I'll probably shower right before I go to bed.
That's weird.
Well, it's because every time I come in here, I stink afterwards. Like, and if I want any marital relations, I need to shower. Okay?
No, yeah, that makes sense.
Because Chris will pass out. Like, she won't say no because she loves me, but she'll get down, she'll go, and then she'll die.
Yeah.
I don't want that, dude.
I mean, that makes sense.
I don't want her to die, so. Especially not down there in the stink. Because if she passes out from the stink, she's just stuck down there, she's still breathing. That's even worse. And she can't even escape.
Nope.
You know?
Just breathing in that radiation.
Yeah, you don't want to be inside that exclusion zone. That's what I'm telling you. I need to get some boxers that just say the exclusion zone on them and wear them exclusively during streams. That's what I need to do, but yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough, man.
Bodies are gross.
They are gross, dude. Get a new apartment. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, burn this one.
Yeah, just burn
this one down.
Yeah.
Just say it was your neighbor and then you're fine.
Yeah, they'll believe it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll believe it. Although I will say our neighbor's skunkweed downstairs smells way better than my shorts do, so...
Yeah.
It's tough. Biohazard sticker for the door?
Man.
Yeah, that might be smart, you know. Just let people know there's radiation limits. We gotta get one of those big, thick metal doors to, like, have, like, a turn crank on it, and, you know, and you open it up, make sure people
know.
No,
that will keep all it in. You just let it out. Fuck those
people. I feel like it's okay for me to have the stink in here, though. I'm okay dealing with my own... It's my stink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, like, I don't want it to affect others. You know, that's what it is. But sometimes it does. And I can't do anything about it because it's so fragrant.
That's fine.
You know? But it's the only place it stinks. Which is also the worst for me personally because, like, I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the stereotype is fat people stink, you know? And for me, like, my armpits, I don't really sweat up here.
Hmm.
Like, I am completely dry up here. But down here, it's the Everglades. All right, and I just, like...
Oh, God.
I don't know, like, why can't it be my feet or something, you know? Why is it gotta be, why is it gotta be here?
I mean, stinky feet are bad, too, man.
Agreed, but I feel like that's less embarrassing than your grundle.
I think grundle is the safest place, because typically it's contained by layers, you know?
Okay.
If it's your feet and you don't got shoes on...
Well, let me ask you this question, okay? If we were strangers...
There's different levels of stink.
If you were a stranger... And you smelled my grundle waft. Would you assume it was my upper body?
No.
You would be like, that's ass?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you would go to?
Probably.
Okay.
mean, I wouldn't specifically be like, that's his ass making that stink.
But you wouldn't assume
like,
it was pits?
You're making that stink.
See, like, when I walk past people, like, in like a store, you know, like I go to like a GameStop, you know, where all the people who buy the $200 anime figures, but not the $2 stick of deodorant, you know, there's a meme going around about that right now, like those people, right? Uh-huh. Like, and I go, you know, my nose hairs start curling. I assume it's upper body, but what you're saying is
now
that
you're probably smelling ass.
It's probably their grundle waft.
It's probably all ass because they're all doing what you're doing. They're sitting on their ass in a black chair. That contains heat.
Are you saying that if I got a different color chair, it would make a difference?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, you don't want a white chair, because then you're going to see the grundle on your chair.
And my grundle doesn't leak,
you
bro.
You don't know that, man. Fabric has holes in it, you know?
My grundle doesn't leak.
I bet you'd be surprised.
Dude, if I...
I'm not saying shit, but I'm saying sweat.
If I
sweat
stood
stains.
Up from a white chair and I saw a sweat imprint of my bottom, I would commit Sudoku immediately. Dude, there's nothing. There's nothing on this planet
that
would keep me alive.
Every time at the gym, when at the peak of me working out, when I'm as sweaty as I am, I sit down on a machine for like 5 seconds, get up, there's an ass print. And it's because, like, I sweat so much, my bottoms are wet, and so it's just seeping through.
See, I don't think I sweat that much, though. But maybe I don't know, maybe I do, though.
On a black chair?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, I guess you're right. Well, and I also have this extra cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that why people get mesh chairs?
Maybe, yeah, breathability.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But that really only works if you're naked, right?
No.
I would stream bottomless, but I think I'd forget.
Yeah, you'd stand up.
And I would stand up.
Damn.
Yeah, and everyone would see my goodness, you know, and I want that.
Yeah.
Because I would forget. You know, blue chair equal less stank. Science. I'm not sure anything supports that, but I also don't know enough about colors.
All I know is that my seats in my new car, which are tan, are far less hot than my black car with black seats was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but that's because of the sun shining on them, not because of your grundle.
Dude, heat is heat, man.
I don't think that's
colors,
true.
No, yeah, colors, you know, reflect heat.
I think
the heat
isn't being reflected. The light is being absorbed, and that's what causes heat. That's different. That's different than just heat. Like, if I just put a hair dryer on a seat, black or tan, I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's going to be the same heat when you're done.
I don't know.
We need a scientist
might,
to tell us about this.
One might stay hotter than the other, though. Like, that white one might cool off quicker. I'm not a scientist. I don't know enough about stars to dispute this.
Black dog goes outside for 1 minute, burning hot. But that's because the sun shining down on the dog, creating heat.
Ooh, the sun's just light, bro. There's light in here.
That doesn't create any heat.
Mm-hmm.
Go touch it. It's ice cool, dude.
It's not ice cool.
I promise you it's ice cold.
It's not ice cold.
I used to reach up and manually unscrew them. They're ice cold.
I mean, they're not hot.
They're like, ice cold, dude.
They're not
ice cold. It's like the One Ring out of the fire.
Ice cold,
man. Touch it, Frodo. It's quite cool. It's what it is, man. Sun is heat, Colby. It's a burning ball of grundle waft.
Guess you're right. Sun's different than
the sun is just a giant grundle. I mean, that's science, too.
Yeah, man.
Some days I'm glad Acid Cat isn't here. You know, she would just be losing her mind right now.
Why?
Well, because I just said the sun was a giant grundle, and, you know, she considers herself to be some type of scientist, and then I'd mention, you know, the heat thing. Like, we're just idiots.
Oh, yeah.
We're just talking about stuff we don't understand.
It's just a big ball.
But we're doing it very confidently, and that's what we're doing, so. Yeah, how did we even get on this subject?
I don't know.
How did this start? Did I Febreze my balls 10 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I did, yeah.
How did this start?
I have no
Was it the fact
idea.
That I'm not wearing underwear? Was that it?
No, because I feel like that came up because we were talking about this. I don't remember, dude. I think it was hot. Started from how much Colby spends on beer. Okay, well, then clothes. Okay, all right. Yeah, I remember talking
That's
about clothes,
it.
Then stream shorts, then stank. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
He's actually paying attention. That's sad.
That is sad. Korokov, you need to read a book or something after this show to counteract what we just did to you, okay? It's because it's not fair. It's not fair, man. It is. But yeah, it is hot. We're in the middle of a worldwide heat wave.
Yay.
Well, I guess technically it's not worldwide. It's like northern hemisphere heat wave, right?
Sure.
Well, like Morris, I don't know if he's in chat, but Morris was telling me that like his temperature this week is going to be the same temperature that we have here. Only there, where he lives, they don't have air conditioning and stuff because they'd never have temperatures like this.
Mm.
People are going to die out there, man.
Is Britain cold?
Yeah, it's usually cold and rainy. It's at the same hemisphere as, like, Sweden, dude.
Huh.
That's what's crazy about the whole world thing, is that, like, we just assume because we're idiot Americans that everything is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, like, Texas, where Korokov is from, and he's laughing in Texas right now, he says, or they're at the same latitude or longitude as Egypt.
That's,
like, you gotta think of it that way, man.
That's hot.
It's hot! And they're used to that. People in Egypt, they have AC, I assume. Because I'm going to try to beat the stereotype that they all live in pyramids or whatever. You know, I assume they have modern amenities in Egypt, right?
They all live in the pyramids.
I'm not totally sure. But, like, you pull up a map, dude. Like. I don't even know if maps work. Do maps
you know
work?
What cools you down?
An ice cold beer.
Ice cold beer never ice broke my heart, bro.
Thanks, man. Okay, see, look at this. All right, so here is a map.
That is a map. Yes,
this is a map here. Can I get rid of this? Get rid of this. Okay, this is the Earth. All right,
round.
This is the Earth. So, like, here's Texas. Okay, so like we just scroll from Texas. It's at the same longitude as Egypt. Okay, but look at England up here. Okay, here's England. Like England is like cold, man. It's like up by Russia. Like, you go from England, it's like northern Canada.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine if northern Canada was like Egypt. That's what's happening over there in the UK, man. We got to check on our elders. It makes me very worried about Morris because he's old. Might need to call him and check up. But apparently, this big thing, what's this continent? Is this Europe?
It's Africa.
Oh, Africa. This big thing, it's spitting hot air up here into Europe. And just burning everybody alive, man. That's what's happening.
Did you really forget that continent's called Africa?
No, I was just testing to make sure you knew what it was, okay?
Cool.
That's just what I was making sure you knew. Oregon latitude's crazy AF. I mean, isn't Oregon cool, right? It's cool.
It's rainy.
Right. It's kind of like Africa's Grundle Waft. It's just plowing Europe right now, man. I feel bad for those people. All right? I feel bad. You know, we got snow in the Rockies when I'm on my honeymoon, and we got the African Grundle Waft destroying Paris. It's weird.
It's fine. All those Europeans can do with a good... They probably all need a shower.
You cook out some of them diseases, huh?
Yeah.
Shower. It being hot, I don't feel like...
Europeans are stinky, bro.
Yeah, but is it being hot going to help that? It's going to make it worse.
Yeah, no. It's going to make them have to shower. This is racist. This is countryist.
You know what I'm doing right now in my head is I'm realizing that if all the Europeans are stinky, and then we cook them with the Grundle Waft of Africa, and they create their own Grundle Waft, and then that waft wafts up into the ozone. Global warming is just one big Grundle Waft. prove me wrong.
This Grundle Waft is becoming like the word
that's,
moist.
That's,
like it's kind of it hits my ear.
You don't want a moist Grundle Waft.
I don't.
That would not be okay. This
that's
is how the
basically what we're talking about, though, man.
It is moist.
Moist Grundles, man.
I'm gonna lie, it's mixed with Febreze now, though, so it's a little better, you know, but not a lot.
At least it's pushing out good stank.
Yeah, it's pushing out artificial stank.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so that was a good conversation.
Yeah, that was a good segment. Yeah. I'm glad we talked about that.
We should really just end the show. It's not gonna. It's only gonna be downhill from here.
Yeah,
it really is. I don't have any topics.
I see that.
Like, I have one that I've had up there for 3 weeks. That's Christopher Nolan's favorite movies. He just lists them. They're all gonna be hoity-toity and
yeah.
I like the Chinaman or whatever that movie is with Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
What's that movie? Big Trouble in Little China. It's good. I guarantee you, it's on this list.
It's probably not.
Garrett, how much you want to bet? You want to bet something on it, man?
Yeah, a beer.
What do you mean a beer? Like, if I'm right, you drink a beer, and if you're right, you drink a beer? Is that what your bet is?
No, I was going to say you give me one of your beers if I win, and I'll give you one of mine if you win.
Okay. All right. Big Trouble in Little China. Let's go. Space Odyssey 2001, 12 Angry Men, Alien, All Quiet on the Western Front, Bad Timing, The Battle of the Algiers, Blade Runner, Close Encounters of a Third Kind, First Man, For All Mankind, Foreign Correspondent, Greed, The Hit, that one, Lawrence of Arabia, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, Metropolis, Mr. Arkadin,
so
The Right Stuff, Saving Private Ryan, Spy Who Loved Me, Ryan's Daughter, Star Wars, Street of Crocodiles, Sunrise, Superman, Testament of Dr. Mabuse, The Thin Red Line, Tokapi, Tree of Life. Dagnabbit. Oh, yes, you get a beer.
Big Trouble in Little China, is that even the name?
Yeah, that's a movie with the...
Is that even the name?
With Jack Nicholson, man! Big Trouble in Little China, right here, man. Got it. Big Trouble in Little China. It's Kurt Russell, by the way. Kurt Russell, Kim Cattrall, Dennis Dunn, James Hong. This is not the movie that I'm thinking of.
No.
Maybe it's just called Chinatown?
Maybe.
I think am I thinking of Chinatown?
I'll try that one, man. Let's see.
Chinatown.
That looks like Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, right here. Okay, so I got the China part right, but the trouble part wrong, okay?
Chinatown.
But either way, I would have been wrong, because neither of them... We're on his list, so...
There was a lot more on there than I thought that was going to be hoity-toity, though.
Yeah, I mean, is there? Like, 2001 A Space Odyssey, hoity-toity. You ever seen this movie?
I haven't.
It sucks.
It's 3 hours long.
I'm not watching it, okay? 12 Angry Men, hoity-toity.
I've seen that.
Is it good?
I saw it in my English high school class, so...
Is it good?
No.
Okay. Alien, good movie. But this movie, I feel like he picks because it's like a regular person movie. It's like, I love Alien. I will now use this zip line, you know? It's what humans do. That is me. All Quiet on the Western Front. Sucks. 1930, dude. The worst. Bad Timing. Never even heard of it.
Nope.
Battle of the Algiers. War movie. Sucks.
Dude, he likes war.
Any war movie I see, I'm going to hate automatically on this list because he made Dunkirk, which was a tragedy. Okay? Blade Runner.
It's weird. Have you ever seen the original?
No, I haven't seen the second one. I haven't seen either of them. We were supposed to watch them together,
both
and then
are
we
weird.
Never did.
Both are weird.
Probably because you're in bed, naked, drinking beer and watching movies. Sorry. I wouldn't hang out with me either.
Yeah. The second one, I mean, was gorgeous. Like, the cinematography in it, it's fucking nuts. But the story was kind of...
Ryan Gosling, man. Yeah. That's all I need. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Steven Spielberg, don't
Never
care.
Saw it.
Don't care. First Man. We went and saw this in theaters together.
We did. See? We go to movies.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was not as good as I thought.
Is it the best movie to be on this list?
Well, I thought it was going to be way more visually stunning, and the only visual part was the end, when he's on the fucking moon.
Never seen Baby Driver Pro Xbox, but I've heard it's great.
You never seen Baby Driver?
Never seen Baby Driver.
It's really good.
I don't
Edgar Wright, bro.
Anything anymore,
Edgar
man.
Edgar Wright, man.
I don't watch anything anymore.
It's got the gay child molester in it, but yeah.
Kevin Spacey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awkward. For All Mankind.
It's also got your boy...
My boy?
Yeah, the Punisher.
Oh, John Barenthal?
Yeah, he's
I do like John Barenthal, dude.
So is John Hamm.
I like him, too. I'm not going to watch it, though.
It's good.
I don't watch anything, so...
It's a good one. Actually, it's a decent one to have on, like, while you're doing stuff.
You know, so last Sunday, Colby came over a little early. It wasn't last Sunday. It was 2 Sundays ago. Because I was gone last Sunday on my honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
So the episode, the after-wedding episode, Colby came over a little early because he ate some Wendy's. Remember this?
Yep.
Okay? And I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm in the middle of my rewatch of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know what I watched today? Before the show started.
Always Sunny?
The second half of that episode we didn't finish that Sunday 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I don't watch anything.
Hmm.
Okay? I don't have time. I just don't have time.
You should watch Vikings, man.
I don't have time. Don't have time. Foreign Correspondent. 1940. Hard pass.
Yep, nope.
Greed. 1924.
Nope.
What is happening here?
I don't know.
Eric von Stroheim's 1924 silent film Greed is a lost work of absolute genius.
Film?
According to Nolan, von Stroheim famously shot 85 hours of footage for the drama, which follows three friends come undone by greed after winning a lottery. How is it a lost work? Has he seen it? You know, I really enjoy Joyce Pachamba's Corgi Goes West. It's a lost masterpiece. I really enjoy it, man. It's my favorite film.
I think lost means that it's not, like, you know, quoted as one of a good historical movie to watch, but, like, it exists. It's just lost in the general public knowledge.
I mean, if it's 1924, it's public domain, right? It should be on YouTube. Yeah, right here. Boom. Lost. It's on YouTube. God, it's not even in high def.
How long is it? An hour 40.
It's an hour and 43 minutes,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus, that's probably long as shit for the time, right?
Greed is a 1924 American silent film written and directed by Eric von Stroheim and based on the 1899 novel McTeague by naturalist writer Frank Norris. It stars Gibson Goland as Dr. John McTeague, Zazu Pitts as his wife, Tina Sleppy and Jane Herschelt as McTeague's friend and eventual enemy Marcus Schulder. The film tells the story of Marcus McTeague, a San Francisco dentist who marries his best friend Marcus's girlfriend Trina. Shortly after their engagement, Trina wins a lottery prize of $5,000. Marcus jealously informs authorities that McTeague had been practicing dentistry without a license, and McTeague and Trina become impoverished. While living in squalor, McTeague becomes a violent alcoholic, and Trina becomes greedily obsessed with her winnings, refusing to spend any of it despite how poor she and her husband has become. Eventually, McTeague murders Trina for the money and flees to Death Valley. Marcus catches up to him there for the film's final sequence. Von Stroheim shot over 85 hours of footage and obsessed over accuracy during the filming. 2 months were spent shooting in Death Valley for the film's final sequence. What are you talking about?
You lost me, like, at the start of this paragraph.
Oh my God, they're still doing the credits, bro.
They used to do the credits at the beginning.
Can we talk about her name is Zazu?
Oh, Zazu.
With this
music. Yeah, this one's definitely a hoity-toity one. Because how can you sit through that being, you know, a normal person?
It doesn't even matter what you play behind it, you know. Let's just put some Trent Reznor behind it, dude. Like, let's, where's the Social Network at, man? They make too much music. Let's just do this. This will improve it, right? Because there's no dialogue. So we'll just put like a modern soundtrack over it. This will make the movie better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Mm.
So they had silent movies, right?
Yeah.
But they had piano in the background. Did someone in the theater play that piano?
I think so, right? That would have been the only way.
Well, because the reason I ask is because if it was part of the movie, why didn't they just record audio like they did piano?
I don't know.
And then how would you like to be the person who sat there for an hour and 43 minutes four times a day playing the piano for this same movie? That sounds awful.
Yeah.
The Old West is the worst. This music works pretty good, though. You know, it does make the movie better. It makes it... I don't have any idea what's going on. We're too stupid. Are we too stupid to watch silent movies?
We're too impatient.
I mean, what's going on? Is she nervous about getting the Grundlewolf tonight? Is that what she's sad about? Oh, she sees a birdcage.
This is actually like trance-like.
Dude, this looks like a horror movie.
I mean, with this music, yeah, it does not help.
Oh, okay, there's a lot of songs of love.
Yeah, no shit.
I want a specific one. Here we go. Let's do this one instead. How about this one, man? Play, Apple. Play. 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 No. Play. Nope. Just ignored me completely. It just completely, it, like, the song doesn't exist. Why do they do me like this, man? It doesn't play? They ruined my joke. So, oh, God, what are we witnessing? I just wanted to play the Star Wars love theme, man.
Yeah, Corona's not great, man.
No? No, is it not good? I think it's okay. You're supposed to put salt
in it.
It's
fine, but yeah.
Chris's dad, all he drinks is Corona Light, and he puts salt in it, and he says it tastes great.
Where's your fucking salt?
It's the white Maneki Neko on the table. At least that's where it's supposed to be. We'll see if it's actually there. Hey, Morris, how you doing, man? Good to see you. We were just talking about you. How hot is it where you are right now? What? Black one. Should be a white one. Okay, check the cabinet above the oven. There should actually be a white salt shaker up there. That's my backup for when Chris doesn't put anything back, which is constantly. You see it?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I do.
Oh, I need to open up here.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, she just puts salt. Let's just throw it on the floor, man. You're just holding salt in your hands. It's getting it all sweaty, which is adding extra salt. Oh, did you just lick it?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, that's nasty, bro.
Great salt, bro. Get out. Get off me.
Yeah, that's what he does. He just puts it in a bottle. He just puts it on top of his bottle, and then he drinks it. Beer salt. He says it's...
I feel like I got it all on that first drink, but it was better.
I mean, you want a cup? I can get you a glass.
I don't know.
You want to put some lime juice in it?
That's fine.
Salt in the beer, dude. That's what I did, Davius. He just got a salt shaker, okay? I don't need salt. I think the taste's fine. Hey, April, how are you doing? Good morning. Or I guess good afternoon. Now it's 3 p.m., you forehead.
Yeah, this will just make you more bloated. Not only is it beer, it's salted beer.
What's the difference? What's salt going to do to you?
Bloat you up. You know the difference between being fat and being bloated?
No.
You think maybe you're just constantly bloated, and that if you didn't eat salt or drink beer, that you'd be fine?
I am. Look at my eyes. I am 100% sure I'm fat. Okay? There is no doubt in my mind that I'm not bloated. I'm fat.
Okay.
You want to touch?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
It is hot. It's hot outside. Yeah. We were talking about that. Be thankful you missed the first hour of the show.
Yeah, don't go back and listen to that. That might have been the most disgusting we've ever been on this show.
It was. I think we had a very educational, scientific discussion about it, though.
It could have been done in a grosser way, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we kept it very factual.
I don't think it was easy to listen to.
Well, it's harder to smell.
I don't know.
April, don't do that. Come back inside, okay? Don't do that. Just don't have a yard. Just burn it. Just burn it down.
Salt does help, though.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let Chris's dad know that he knows what's up about his Corona. This is all he drinks. Corona Light.
Why?
Dude, I don't know.
It's so much better. Like, Modelo is better than this.
I'd rather drink water. To be honest, it's 4.5%. Well, April,
it'll
don't get Corona.
It'll get you somewhere, man. Just drink a lot.
Do you think that maybe that's why he drinks it? Because it's so low in alcohol? You don't get
probably.
Like, blottoed, dude?
Yeah.
Could be. I just noticed that Pro Xbox Craft has to put on Uptown Funk during that movie. that's actually hilarious.
That would
dude.
Be great.
Loyal, did you like silent movies? Because I don't.
They're kind of bad.
I feel like I would narrate them. That's what I feel like I would do every time.
That used to be a thing.
Yeah, like I would add my own dialogue.
On
Mystery Science Theater? Don't you think enough?
No.
Oh.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah, those were great.
Yeah, man.
Those are great.
Yeah, you know it.
Should we keep going on this stupid list?
Dude, let's go.
The Hit.
Never seen it. Who is that? That's not Clint Eastwood.
Tim Roth, it says.
All right, never mind.
Terrence Stamp. How about this one? Koyaanisquatsi.
At least that one had a helicopter.
It does?
Like, helicopters existed. That's how they got that shot.
It is 1983. Yeah. Yeah. Lawrence of Arabia. Heard of this one, at least. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Is that David Bowie?
That is David Bowie.
Okay.
No one has David Bowie. His magician threw the prestige of first falling in love with the musician as an actor in Nasika Oshima's 1983 war film, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Metropolis from 1927.
Jesus.
The effects of Lang's impressionistic cinematographer and character design continue to ripple into cinema today and inspire a wide variety of directors across genres. There's just no way that's true.
No.
There's no way anyone has sat down and watched this movie that isn't named Chris Nolan.
Oh, definitely not. No, I bet you it inspired, like, the filmmakers of 1960s.
Yeah. Do you
50s.
Think maybe what they do is they're, like, loyal? Maybe the whole thing is they watched it in film class, and so now they could be like, yeah, I watched it in school. Like how To Kill a Mockingbird right. inspires authors because they had to read it in grade school. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count.
No.
That's like me saying that when I ate club crackers 6 years ago, it inspired me to eat a pizza
today.
There's
so much shit now with cinematography that they could not have done back
right.
then. Like, they didn't have a crane. They didn't have a fucking
hey, April,
rig to
you.
Make the camera do a 360.
She gave $100. She said, have a beer for you. Get going.
I have one.
Nope, you gotta drink it
I've
all
had
right
two and
now.
A half
she said.
Right now.
She said, but yeah,
that's too much salt. I can't do that all at once.
It's too much salt.
Coldy, I actually like that better.
Oh, I like it too. I actually would prefer to call you that.
Coldy?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You don't know how often I get Kobe.
Oh, all the time, dude. Look at this. Listen to me. Show feet, okay.
What?
Casual wants to see my feet, dude.
What fucking emote is that?
It's a show feet emote. Are you blind?
Is that your emote?
I wish.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Whose emote is show feet?
Dude, some legend, dude. Some legend.
Kale. Kelly.
Kelly. Feet. I don't know who it is, but they're a legend. Okay.
That's weird. That's probably like that's a porn stream.
I mean, if showing your feet makes you a porn stream, then hi, I'm Jenna Jameson.
I mean, yeah, feet fetish exists, man. Why do you think Casual wanted to see yours?
Are you judging us?
Got a boner right now. Like, oh shit!
You made it weird, man. You made it weird, so...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm a Twitch thought, dude. Did you know I'm a Twitch thought?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I am.
That's good.
Yeah, I totally am.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Power to you, man.
Yep. I have no problem with it. I'm comfortable with myself.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm judging you, though.
It's really hard to cycle back into a serious conversation about filmmaking after what just happened right now.
What's the next one, man? It's the wrong mouse. That's the wrong mouse. There you go.
Y'all got to comment on his daddy emote?
Mr. Arcaden.
That's Aladdin, I believe.
Arcaden.
1955. The Right Stuff, 1983. Saving Private Ryan, 1998.
Great movie.
Spy Love Me, 1977. Never seen it.
Saving Private Ryan?
Nope. Never seen it.
Dude, your life is just sad.
I got our overlay on here. It's better. Thank you.
Why?
I mean, why?
Experience film, man. I'm always thanking you as a film critique, but you haven't seen shit.
If I had a dollar for every time that you told me I've always taken you as a film critique, but you're not, I would have $1,000,000.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen dick.
No! When do I tell you I haven't seen anything?
We talk about movies so fucking much.
I have not seen anything prior to 2005.
That's weird.
That's how my life is.
Did you not watch movies?
No! I was a nerd.
Nerd.
I watched TV.
Too, yet I still watched movies.
I watched TV. I listened to music. Music was mostly what I did.
Like, I mean, I think I'm pretty good at critiquing films, and yet I have not seen a lot of classics that I probably should see.
You don't need to see classics to critique.
Do.
No, you
like,
don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you
need
don't.
To see some.
No, you don't.
I can't think of one off the top of my head that I haven't seen.
Here's why. Let me tell
like,
you.
I haven't
Godfather.
Seen Independence Day.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I've seen Independence Day.
See? There's classics that I haven't seen that I should see.
Every
and by
I
classics, I don't mean fucking Godfather.
I think of casual stalling.
I mean normal movies that were good that you probably should have seen.
Pop culture, big hits.
Yes.
I've seen most of those.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the movies
you
that are zeitgeist.
Seen Saving Private
Ryan. That's not a big zeitgeist popular
on the
movie.
Number fucking 20 best films of all time.
That doesn't make it popular.
That does, too.
12 Angry Men's on there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You want to go IMDb,
I
bro?
I don't want to
you
be proven
IMDb?
Wrong.
IMDb.
I don't want to.
Top movies. Here we go, man. Number one, Shawshank Redemption. You seen it?
Yep.
I have not. Godfather.
I've seen parts.
Well, I mean, I've seen parts of every movie on this list.
No, you haven't.
Dark Knight, seen that one. That is a popular
number
movie.
Number three.
Yeah, that's a popular movie.
Number fucking three?
Yeah, dude, Dark Knight's great.
Wow.
You ever seen it? It's fantastic.
I mean, they're comparing, like, superhero movies to that. No superhero movie's gonna get close to top fucking three.
That's true. It's true.
Top three, man, out of all movies.
Number five, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Big pop culture movie. Seen it.
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Why is it that one?
Because it's the last one, and it's the best one.
No, it's not.
Which is the best one, Fellowship?
Two fucking towers, bro.
Oh, just because they had the freaking 40-minute fight scene that you just helicoptered
Helm's
to.
Deep.
No one
oh,
cares
God.
About Helm's Deep,
so much
dude.
Better. All that is ghosts raping elephants, man.
I want that to be your blurb on Rotten Tomatoes. God, that's all I want, dude.
Oh, shit.
Let's finish it casual. I'm just waiting.
Who has all these emotes? Is it one dude? Or is this a Twitch thing?
This is a Twitch streamer. His name is like Estefan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He looks like the drug dealer to me. What's his name? From Narcos.
Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, that's who he looks like to me. But not so much in the big one. But in the smaller ones, I think it's the same guy. I'm not sure. Casual.
Does he have
Escobar.
That many emotes?
Yeah, see, that one, he looks like Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, see? Yeah, he's a Twitch partner, dude. They get a lot of emotes.
How many?
Well, you start with 20.
That's fucking 24, man. No, that's 16.
Depending on how many subs you have, you get even more.
Oh,
that's Ron
Christ.
Jeremy right there, so.
Yeah.
Looks like Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ron Jeremy, you know. Okay.
Keep on scrolling, man.
Pulp Fiction, seen it.
There it is.
Popular movie. Schindler's List,
there
never seen
fucking
it.
Is.
Number 8, 12 Angry Men. You seen it?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Don't you lie to me.
I watched it in school. That was the black and white one. It was on the fucking list.
Number 9, Inception. Popular movie. Seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've
Fight
done
Club.
This. I've seen that. You've seen that?
I've seen Fight Club.
Yeah, you like David Fincher.
Yeah, I love David Fincher. Number 11, Fellowship of the Ring. Better than Two Towers.
No! Are you kidding me?
Better than Two Towers.
Two Towers is the lowest out of all three?
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. This is what makes me a hipster.
12, Forrest Gump. 13, Good, Bad, and the Ugly. 14, Avengers Endgame. It's up there. 15, Two Towers.
Are you kidding me?
16, The Matrix.
I would watch Two Towers over Endgame.
You are a moron.
I know.
That's
not true.
Good.
That's
our friendship
true.
Nearly ended right there. That is just not accurate. That's not good. How many times have you seen Endgame, by the way?
Only once.
Me too. Isn't that disgusting?
Okay, so I've watched the pirated ending of the movie like probably three times.
Okay.
But
is it a good quality?
It's all right.
Yeah, see, I wish. You know they're re-releasing that, right?
Yeah, it's in theaters right now.
Yeah, the new version with the extra footage?
I don't know. It's still at the Warren.
I know. I want to go see it. You going to go see Spooderman?
Yeah.
When are you going to go see it?
When it comes out.
Should we talk about it Sunday?
Does it come out this
week?
It
comes out Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a really random day. It comes out July 1st. Wait, is that Monday? Yeah, that's Monday. No, it's Tuesday. Today's Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can go to the Warren tomorrow and watch it?
No, tomorrow's Monday. It comes out Tuesday. July 2nd.
Oh. You sure that's not like real?
I'm positive.
Like dude. Certain theaters?
Positive. Spider-Man Far From Home. Release date, July 2nd, 2019, right there.
No!
Yes!
Why would they do that?
I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, but
because,
it's the
like,
second.
So it's gonna get, like, how do you measure box office then? Because
I have no idea.
Like, opening weekend isn't gonna matter, because people are going to see it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Theatrical Spider-Man Far From Home had its world premiere in Hollywood on June 26, 2019. The film was released June 28th in China and Japan and is scheduled to release in the United States on July 2nd in 3D and IMAX. It was originally scheduled to release on July 5th, which is Friday, but it's July 2nd.
I'm going
to
be racist here. Why do the Asians get the movies before us?
I don't know, man. Maybe they have weirder like release schedules.
I don't care. I mean, I'm not okay with the fact that Chong Li in China has seen Spider-Man before I have.
Sometimes they get him after us, though. Like, they got Transformers late, I think, you know?
No, they didn't.
I think they do.
No.
Sometimes they get later movies.
There was a scene specifically in China because Transformers
were like, people in China love superheroes, dude.
Uh-huh.
You are Chinese, just by the way. Because all the Chinese people over there, they like big booms, big explosions, lots of CGI. That's literally what gets you into a theater.
No,
you're basically Chinese.
Not all the time.
All the time.
I mean, into a theater now? Yeah.
Like, you would
right.
go watch. You're, the only reason you're going to go watch Hobbs and Shaw with me is because it's going to be awesome explosions.
And no, the only reason I'm going to go is because you're forcing me.
No, you're going to use that as an excuse that I'm forcing you.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going?
I got pee.
We're in the middle of a conversation. We're actually in a sentence speaking to you. And he just went to the back. Okay. Hey, Tattoo, what's up, man? Those are swim trunks. Those are indeed swim trunks. He has made it very clear today, several times casual, that he is not wearing underwear under his shorts, and he's very proud of the fact. I don't know if we're going swimming afterwards. I should probably ask him why he's wearing it, to be honest. I never actually did that. Is it weird that I didn't ask him why he's wearing swim shorts? I feel like I should ask. Doctor disrespected up.
Why?
I just like the, you know, the footage, you know?
The footage, huh?
The footage, man. You left in the middle of a conversation. Why are you wearing swim trunks?
Because I'm going swimming with them after the show.
Like, what do you mean you're going swimming?
I'm going to the pool and getting in the swim pool.
Our pool?
Yeah, yours.
Am I invited?
Yeah. It's your fucking pool.
I don't want to take off my shirt.
That's fine.
It's not fine.
Put on a shirt that you're fine with getting wet.
Don't you feel like I should just take off my shirt?
I mean, yeah. No one gives a shit.
I feel like Britt does.
Britt doesn't give a shit.
I think she does. I don't think she wants to see me shirtless.
I don't think that's true.
I'm hideous, dude.
There's worse.
You like that tattoo? I'm glad someone got that joke. Did you understand that reference?
Which
when
one?
I showed you coming out of the bathroom, I said, let's do our Dr. Disrespect here. Did you ever see that? When he went to E3, okay? He had a crew follow him around E3 on the show floor, and they followed him into the bathroom.
Like, into the bathroom?
Yes.
Or, like,
just... They were behind him with a camera while he was peeing into a urinal. And there were strangers next to him peeing into urinals. Live streamed to the internet. And then he did it again.
That's cool. That would be me.
And then he did it a third time. He did it three times. He recorded and broadcast publicly a private restroom.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he was banned for 2 weeks.
Twitch?
Yeah, from Twitch. Because it's illegal.
That's not illegal.
It is 100% illegal.
Nah.
You can't just tape people peeing, dude. Without their permission.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, you want to put that to the test? I would get banned for you peeing on this stream. That sounds amazing.
Yep. Let's do it.
I mean, 2 weeks is all it's going to be. We get 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
And we get to be the channel that showed you peeing?
Oh, God, that was too much salt. That was too much salt.
Dude, I'm really internally conflicted about taking my shirt off, though. Like, because Casual said it. Like, he's like, don't be that guy who wears a shirt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also that guy who's fat and not wearing a shirt, you know?
I think it's worse to wear the shirt.
I mean, you've seen me shirtless.
Yeah.
To me, you draw more attention with the shirt. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm going to chicken out and I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to come home.
Just at least get your feet in the water. It's fucking hot.
I mean, I have that $40 swimsuit. I feel like I should use it sometime, mm-hmm. right? You know?
Probably should, yeah. This is the perfect excuse to.
Are you going to get in the pool?
Yes, it's hot.
What if there's children in there?
I'll push them out the way. And jump on their heads.
Body positivity. Yeah, I'm positive that my body is hideous. Does that count as body positivity?
Yeah. Just as long as you're aware. You're just not one of these people that I'm like, I'm beautiful, but no, you ain't.
No, I'm not.
No, you ain't.
I just feel like I'm projecting my ugliness into people's eyes, you know?
They can suck it up. They went to a public swimming pool. If they don't want to see that shit, get your own private pool, which they can't because they live in an apartment complex, so there's nobody to impress.
I feel like Britt's going to judge me, man.
Fuck her.
I can't.
Say no.
No to what? What am I saying no to?
Judgment. Just...
I can't just be like, I say no to your judgment.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You certainly can't.
I can't. Her judgment's too powerful.
It's not.
It's too powerful.
No, I do it all the time.
I feel her judgment when she just exists. Like, when... You know, it's like, you know, like when in The Sixth Sense, when there's a gold person, like a ghost present, it's cold. When Britt opens my door, I feel it. Shivers. That's what I feel like.
No.
Yes!
Why?
I feel her judgment, man.
Well, yeah, but it's contained. Just tell her no.
There was a guy mowing today at the golf course that could barely fit on the lawnmower, and he was shirtless. He didn't care. Yeah, but I feel like I should care. Like, isn't that what separates me from the rednecks of the world? Is that I'm self-aware enough to know that I shouldn't put my pepperoni nipples into people's faces?
They're not in people's faces.
I mean, they're in Britt's face. They'll be in Britt's face. I take up a lot of space in this place. She'll spray me with mace right in my face.
Switch it up, man. New word.
But...
Nut.
You slut. Suck on these nuts.
I'm gonna cut you out of this
hut.
There you go.
It's summer. It's hot. People don't care. I think people care.
No, I think you're way overthinking it.
I think people care.
If I was fat, I'd be just having that belly out in everybody's face. I'd bump.
Then why do you work so hard for a swim body, man?
Because I want to look that way. I don't give a shit what other people think.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You just got to act comfortable even if you are casual. I'm the most uncomfortable person on this planet.
Nah. Only people I try to impress is me.
Britt.
A little bit.
You have to impress Britt. She'll leave you, man. You're not married. And even if you're married, ask me how I know. She'll leave you anyway, okay?
Yeah. I guess.
I feel like you just realized that, like, as I said it right now.
She can leave. She'd probably be doing herself a favor.
Oh, she absolutely would. You, mm-hmm. She'd be so much better off without this.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I love you, but, like, we both suck. I mean, we're both dating up. Let's be real.
Mm.
Especially me.
Mm.
You can't just say, No one tries to impress their girlfriends anymore, trust me. Am I, like, stuck in the 80s or something, man?
Yeah,
have I not caught up to 2019?
You're too chivalrous, man. Which you're not at all, by any means, but you put on the face of it, so, you know.
I don't know, man. I'm still trying to impress Chris, you know?
Mm.
I don't want her to see me fully nude, you know?
That happens all the time.
I mean, she does see me fully nude a lot, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I try to, like, hide it, you know, like a blanket, you know, carefully placed. I'm just not, like, laying on the bed like this, you know. No.
Well, that's good. You shouldn't be, like, cocky about it.
I mean, I would like it if she laid, like, down on the bed naked.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't, though. Does Britt ever do that?
No.
We should start a website that, like, says that, like, women are better healthy if they do that in bed. And then we gotta get it trending so our girlfriends
can. So we can get it on BuzzFeed, like,
right?
No work at all on our part.
Right. We just gotta change her. We just gotta, like, create an online persona like Meredith Hoopswallow and write our blog about it and.
I think it was, yeah, definitely.
Chris does love this look casual. We're like, I could actually do it. Here. It's cause she calls it the Humpty Dumpty. She doesn't like it when I do it. I'm gonna go off screen for full surprise.
Yeah.
Colby's seen this before. What do you think?
Yeah. You look like Dr. Nipple.
Oh my god! Why would you do that to me?
He wears the shit high, bro.
By the way, when I waft this, I smell taint and Febreze. That's what I smell. Taint, Febreze, and sadness. That's what's wafting out.
See, there, you look big, but yeah, I mean, see, that's you don't what I, look fat.
That's what I called it, Korokov. I called it my grandpa look, because the old fat man, they wear their pants. They wear it at their, like, this is technically my waist, right? Like, right here?
No.
What is this? Isn't this my waist?
That's under your chest. No.
Where's my waist?
Where your pants are right
now. No, because,
now.
Like, women wear their pants above their belly buttons,
no,
and they're like, that's my waist.
High-waisted pants.
High-waisted.
Yeah, that's high above the waist.
Well, why do they call it waist? They should call it belly pants.
Low boob?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Call
low,
it low,
boob pants.
Low boob pants.
That's fine.
Underbreast.
Yeah.
Why don't they call it that?
Underbreast pants, bro.
I'm going to Google it. I don't believe you. Where is your waist? See? Use your fingers to find the top of your hips and the base of your rib cage. Your waist is the soft, fleshy section between these two bony parts. So, like, here's where my ribs end. Right here, man. So this is my waist.
Yeah.
So my shorts should be up here.
No.
That's what Google's saying, man!
I don't think you wear your pants on your waist. You wear them on your hips.
Because isn't, like, where you bend your waist? Like, this is my waist. So yeah. I bend, like, right here. So I should look like Humpty Dumpty Grandpa.
You shouldn't. For everyone's sake, don't do
it. But, I mean, that's what people from, like, the 70s do. Like, they
dude,
wear
don't
their pants.
Put salt in Corona.
It's not
don't
going
do
well
it.
For you?
No, it's, like, overbearing, yeah. I think I either put too much in, or it's just reacting weird with the beer. I don't know.
Here, let me finish this.
I don't know. You gotta fuck a 12-pack of this, though, so you gotta get to chugging.
Put your Corona in this glass, okay? And see if it helps with the salt. And then I'll put a new Corona in this glass. Because now it should be mixed a little better, right?
Sure.
Are we supposed to drink this 12-pack of Corona on the show?
Yeah, that's why I got 12. Six each.
That is not gonna happen. That is just simply not going to happen.
No.
Didn't help?
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no.
Oh, I filled that too full.
I'm getting a new one. That's perfect full, man. Well, that is perfect full.
It's running over a little bit, though. It's
that is perfect full.
It's running over a bit. It's running over. I don't like this angle.
Yeah, man. Leg.
I don't like it.
Tecate?
Tecate. I think casual is a big Tecate fan.
Tecate?
Yeah, it's pronounced takety. Don't you like some takety?
What was that thing that Pitbull said that I mispronounced?
Dale.
Dale.
Yeah, Dale. Yeah. Still one of my favorite moments. Oh, yep.
So good.
Dale, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep. Tecate, easy, all right? I'm not used to my fan over here, and I just kicked it. I thought I shut down the whole studio. I was very confused.
See, that's concerned. So much better without the salt now.
Well, see, then maybe that's what it is. You drink one that's really bad, and then the regular ones taste great. You know?
I guess. Are you going to put salt in that?
No.
Do it.
Absolutely not.
Do it.
No, it tastes fine without salt, man. Don't you put salt in there. You.
Here. No. Actually, here. Taste that.
Okay, I'm smelling it, and it smells like urine. Like.
See, what you didn't realize is I put pits in that when I went to the bathroom.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I peed in that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet Christ. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man. That's not good. Like, maybe a literal pinch of salt. But I think I put too much in it.
I'm thinking in my head, did he really pee in that? That's how salty it was. I'm having kidney failure at this exact moment.
Yeah, man.
From that salt.
Me
That's
too.
Too much salt.
That was too much.
Did you, how much salt did you?
I didn't think it was that much.
There's literally salt on the desk. Did it leak through the glass? You put so much salt in there?
That's where the salt shaker was, man.
Okay, we'll go with that, dude.
Tecate,
oh
huh?
My God.
Well, I know what I'm getting next Sunday.
I thought we had Tecate. No, we had Sol.
And we had Sol and Modelo. Those were the two.
So we've had every Spanish beer but Tecate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tecate.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Mm.
Tecate. Katie. Sol was good. We liked Sol. In fact, what we did is we drank Modelo, and it was good, too, and we wondered why anyone would drink Corona when there are superior Mexican beers.
I don't know.
Is this even a Mexican beer, or is this an American beer they just branded to be Mexican?
I don't know. It's
like, well, I feel like Corona is Budweiser. It's a Mexican beer. You know, it's
brewed
like
brewed by Cervecia Modelo. That's what that says.
Wait, Modelo makes Corona?
Imported beer from Mexico, man.
Oh, yeah, that's probably where they have their factory. Oh, okay. Who makes Corona? I mean, look at this. InBev. InBev makes Corona. So it's Anheuser-Busch.
So it's Budweiser?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Anheuser-Busch InBev makes Corona and Modelo for all countries. For export to all countries with the U.S., Constellation then makes Corona and Modelo for U.S. import farm from Mexico. And to answer your question, AB InBev owns them and makes them, but Constellation also makes distributes to the U.S. beers as they own the rights to these for courtesy of an antitrust settlement with the U.S. AB wanted to buy the other 50% of Group Modelo, but they did not own, but they had the U.S. Okay, so basically they made up a company called Constellation so they could own 100% of it without owning 100% of it and violating monopoly rules.
Wow.
So Modelo and Corona are the same thing.
Who owns Tecate, man?
Dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's really weird is the underground world of what businesses own what.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know? Like, because there's like
Shell corporations.
Yeah, there's 20 companies that own everything that we consume, basically.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Anheuser-Busch InBev is a multinational drink and brewing holdings company in Belgium. Additional main offices in Sao Paulo, New York, London, St. Louis, Mexico City, Bremen, and Johannesburg, among others. It was enlarged on October 2016 when AB InBev purchased Saab Miller. And concluded a merger of two... So they also own Miller?
No, they don't.
They do!
No.
So they formed with the acquisition of American brewer Anheuser-Busch and Belgian-Brazilian brewer InBev. And then they bought Saab Miller.
What's that chart up there?
This is all the things. This is their shell, dude. So Anheuser-Busch, Saab Miller, which owns Foster's, Bavaria, South Africa Breweries, Meantime Brewery, Modelo, Anheuser-Busch, Harbin, InBev, Interbrew, AmBev, all of these. They own everything, dude. Here's their brands: Budweiser, Corona, Stella Artois, Beck's. Look at all these. Breckenridge Brewery, Blue Point, Busch, Goose Island, Labatt, Modelo, Michelob,
Natural Light,
O'Doul's, Rolling Rock, Shock Top. So they don't own Miller? So what's Saab Miller?
I don't know.
This is very confusing, dude. Was the world's second largest brewer measured by revenues after Anheuser-Busch, was also a major bottler of Coca-Cola. Yeah, brands includes Foster's Miller. So is Miller no longer made by Miller? Yeah, Sab Miller and Molson Coors announced a joint venture called Miller Coors. The merger was completed. Miller Coors became operation. Prior to the sale of Anheuser-Busch InBev, the brands included Miller Lite, Miller Genuine, Old English, Milwaukee's Best, Miller Chill, Hams, and Leinenkugel. The company sold Molson Coors full ownership of the Miller brand outside of the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Molson Coors also retained the rights to all brands currently in the Miller Coors. So Molson Coors owns Miller?
This is what it sounds like.
Dude, this is so confusing.
They're not going to have a competition between Miller Lite and Bud Light if they're owned by the same company.
So what you're telling me is Miller Lite and Coors are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is Budweiser.
Yeah. Yep.
Does that make you angry?
Yeah.
It does. It makes me angry, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it makes me angry, but
I'm
angry.
I think I need to find an actual, microbrew, local brewing.
Aeroplanes, dude.
It's not that great. I didn't like their light.
The problem is, okay, and it's not a problem, because honestly, people getting rich, it makes me happy. Like, I want people to get rich, but on there, we read Breckenridge Brewery, and Groose Island, and Leinenkugel. Like, they're owned by InBev. Like, I mm-hmm. want them to get bought. Because then the people who make great beers, they get bought and they're rich forever, okay? Those people who make great beers, they deserve money. So, if we like Aeroplane...
They're not rich forever.
Eventually, they're going to get bought. Well, once someone's rich forever...
InBev.
Well, and the guy who started, Boulevard Brewing, KC, just got bought.
Oh, really?
A few years ago by Budweiser. Mm. So, the guy who started that got rich.
Yeah, but it's like George Lucas, man. He got $40 billion for Star Wars, but what if the new Star Wars trilogies make, $100, $200 billion?
Yeah, but he's still $1 billion!
I mean, yeah, he's rich, but he's not as rich as
if
he could have been.
If someone came up to you and said, Colby, I will give you $1 billion, but in return, I'm going to get $20 billion, you would say no?
I don't know.
You would say yes so fast, and you'd be like, you need to unzip first. That's what you would do. Don't act like you wouldn't.
You're right. I guess you're right. I don't know why I have this distaste for big corporations.
I mean, I have a taste for big corporations, too, but then again, we're all American, and we're all trying to make big corporations. Except for you, because you're naked in bed every night.
I'm a simple man. I just need beer, boobs, and...
That's it.
...entertaining content.
Yeah. That's it.
Good.
Yeah, where do I sign? Exactly. I'd sign up, too. Someone's getting rich, man. Might as well be me.
Everyone but us.
That's true. It's true.
I know other people that aren't. There's a lot of people that aren't.
There's a lot of people that aren't. There's actually not that many people that are. But the people that are just keep getting richer.
Super rich, though.
Yes. Very rich.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to rich, they're rich.
I'm going to take a sidetrack here and talk about something that I am insecure about.
Okay. Dude, I talked about not taking my shirt off at the pool, so let's hear it.
Facial hair.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking about getting Rogaine.
Okay.
To put on my face.
Does that work?
It's been studied on YouTube that in
studied
some cases,
on YouTube.
Yeah.
So in other words, no.
Well, okay. So on the bottles, of Rogaine,
yes,
it says do not put on face.
Don't do it, man.
But there have been several cases where people have put it on their face, and it works.
Don't do it. It's gonna kill you or something.
No, I'm gonna do it.
Okay. What happens if all your hair falls out?
Yeah, that's the one concern I have.
Right, it can make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says that, yes, it does shed at first because it first has to grow the white, little baby hairs. Then it sheds those out for vellus hairs, which are the big, thick black ones.
What happens if you rub Rogaine on your face? A higher dose will not make your hair grow faster. Okay, that's not what we want. Can you grow facial hair with Rogaine from Quora? All right. Okay. 504 error. Perfect. Okay, here we go.
I have hair everywhere else minus the chest, and so...
Dude, Colby is a werewolf from the waist down.
Yeah, incidental hair growth, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Also, we already covered he's not trying to impress anybody but himself. So.
Yeah.
Rogaine can indeed help you grow facial hair. However, it is not magic. Rogaine, aka minoxidil. They are the exact same thing, and I will refer to it as minoxidil for the rest of this post.
That's
stimulates
the chemical, yeah.
blood flow to the hair follicles around the application area. This means that if you have hair follicles that for whatever reason are not growing, then Rogaine may help them grow. For many of us, myself included, many of the hair follicles on our face remain dormant. These hair follicles haven't grown, and without stimulation, they probably never will. Rogaine can potentially help them grow, but extended use of 6 to 8 months is recommended for no loss of growth. If you are in your teens, and I would not recommend it, there is a chance for your facial hair growing naturally. It is not approved for use on the face. However, it is okay if you moderate your dose. Never use more than 1 milliliter. It was initially introduced as a high blood pressure drug, so please use carefully. A higher dose will not make your hair grow faster. Rogaine will work on your face. One of these answers says that it will only work on your head, and this is not true. It stimulates blood flow to the application site and will stimulate hair growth on your face, provided there are hairs to stimulate.
And I've got hairs here. This is my only.
Well, and you have hair.
Application.
You have hair holes, follicle. What are they called?
Follicles.
Yeah. No, the follicle is the hair. What do you call the thing where you call where the hair sprouts out?
The
we're just gonna call pit. Them hair holes.
The pit.
We're gonna call them
pit.
Hair holes.
Hair pit.
Okay, the hair pit. The hair pit. Hole pit. Okay, the pulpit.
Pop it.
You've got hair holes on your face.
Hello, pop it.
So, like, if you rub Rogaine on your hair holes, hair's gonna pop out your hair holes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's the problem? What are you worried about?
Well. Minoxidil, from what I've read, was initially created to help with,
what was it, Casual?
Something with the heart. And so...
Yeah, it said blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a side effect of using it is, like, heart palpitations, like your heart beats, like, irregular
okay.
or faster or something like
okay.
that. So, it was like, if you feel that, cut back your usage a little bit.
Okay.
But that was it.
Testosterone. You thought about that?
I have taken test boosters. I worked out.
Okay.
I wanted to get big real quick.
Let me ask you a really stupid question.
And they gave me man boobs, okay?
Can I ask you a really stupid question?
Actually, I think the beer did that.
Actually, this is a really smart question, but I think you're going to think it's stupid.
What's up?
Have you been to your doctor and just asked him how you could make your facial hair grow?
No. I don't go to doctors.
Okay, so do you think that maybe you should do that?
I'm on my own health insurance now. I'm not going to doctors.
But your health insurance is there so you can go to a doctor. You probably have like a $30 copay. You can just go to a doctor.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how my insurance works.
What's a deductible? High school didn't teach me any of this, man.
Well, it didn't teach me any of it either. I learned because I got a bill once, and I'm like, well, this blows.
Yeah,
you know?
See? So I don't know.
Okay.
I have a $2,300 deductible.
Okay, this is how it works, all right? You have a copay. Probably. All right, every health insurance is different.
I would
different.
Assume I do, yes.
Yes. You have a copay. Your copay is what you pay to go see whatever the copay is. So, like, for a doctor, I have a $20 copay. Every time I go see the doctor, it costs $20.
Okay.
All right? If you get in a car accident and you have a lot of bills, that comes from your deductible. So you have to pay $2,300, your deductible, out of pocket before your insurance starts covering any expenses.
Gotcha.
So if you have a car accident and the hospital goes, it'll be $2,299, which they will, to bone you, okay? You will have to pay all that out of pocket. Your insurance will go, lol, too bad, bro, didn't meet your deductible. If it costs $5,000... You'll have to pay the $2,800 your insurance will pay. You'll pay, or the $2,700. You'll pay the $2,300 out of your deductible.
Okay.
That's how that works. Your copay, you can basically just do every time. So, like, when I go to the doctor for my anxiety, every time I go, it's $20 copay. And a lot of times, that's all it takes. Like, Casual saying, see a dermatologist. Like, there's probably, it depends on your insurance and how good it is, but sometimes there are different copays for different people. Like, if you go see, like, a massage therapist, there's a different copay than if you go see your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different thing if you go see a dermatologist. There's a different
whatever. Why is it so complicated, man?
Dude, I don't know. Because someone's getting rich. That's why.
The insurance
that's why it's
yeah.
That's why it's happening, mm-hmm. okay? So, you should go to a doctor. Especially if you're paying for insurance. Otherwise, why even have insurance? Why are you paying for insurance if you don't go to the doctor?
I don't know.
You should go to the doctor. Casual's telling you truths. He's speaking truths right now.
So does it matter the doctor that I go and see as to how much my copay is?
No. Well, it has to be in-network.
Okay.
So go to your insurance website. Like, if you don't have a doctor?
I mean, I had one through my parents' insurance plan.
Is your insurance different than what your parents' was?
I think so.
Okay, well, then you need to go to your parents' or go to your insurance website.
Okay.
Find your in-network doctor. see if you can use the same doctor. If you can't, you have to find a new one.
Gotcha. So this is the information I wish I knew.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
I don't know any. I have no idea about insurance.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
At all.
It's the worst.
At all. All I know is I get a thing in the mail for my car insurance, put my car just in case.
Well, your car works the exact same way. You have a deductible on your car. You have to pay all that out of pocket, and then once you go over your deductible, your insurance kicks in.
I think mine's a 45 or copay. Yeah. If I read my stuff right, I think that was what it is. Yeah. But okay,
I have government insurance because Chris works for the government, So I have a really good insurance policy.
Yeah.
But did you go through the marketplace to get your insurance?
No, I got it through work.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably not bad.
I mean, it has dental.
$40 copay is not. That's pretty standard.
Yeah,
that's pretty standard. Mine is cheap because I have good insurance. Our insurance is free, actually.
I think, yeah, no, when I went to see the chiropractor under my parents' insurance, I'm pretty sure it was a $45.
Yeah, and it's different. Chiropractors are different than your general practitioner, which is different than your dermatologist, which then your dental is different than your medical. And your vision is different than your dental, and it's different than your medical.
See, you know, I watch YouTube videos, like, literally all the time.
Yeah. Hey, what's
I
up, Tox?
Maybe watch one on insurance.
You should.
Maybe.
I just taught you everything you need to know.
I mean, basically, yeah.
And here's what you really need to know. When you understand, and chat will probably confirm this, okay? When you think you understand insurance, the next week you will get a bill that has something on there that makes you understand you actually don't understand your insurance at all. So you just know the basics is all you need to know because everything else will bone you.
Gotcha.
Okay? Just prepare to get boned.
See, and that's why I don't want to go to a doctor.
If you just go and ask questions, it's just your copay. When you get boned is like if your heart pops out your chest.
So, like, even if I get prescriptions, then?
Your prescriptions are also covered by your insurance, but some prescriptions are more expensive than others. Like, my Xanax costs 84 cents.
Okay.
But my Prozac costs $10.
Out of your pocket?
Yes. But the insurance covers the rest of it. Usually, your prescriptions are less than
$10. That shit out.
You don't. You just go and you hope it's not $100. That's how you do. That's how
that's
I do it.
Fucked, man.
Yes,
that
welcome
is
to America.
Fucked.
That's how America works. Welcome. That's how it works, dude. But yeah, go to the doctor. It's great, dude. Get some medicine. It's fantastic. Medicine's the best. You remember that It's Always Sunny episode where Frank has insurance and he comes and he's got a big bag of pills? That's what you need to be.
No.
It's great, dude. Drugs. They're the best.
Take drugs,
dude. That's why they exist. You took drugs recreationally for a decade. Take some drugs recreationally now, but take some ones that help your hair pop out your face.
Dude. Okay, so I apparently got much drunker than I thought I was going to on Friday night.
Well, you had 8 beers.
I had 7. No, I had 6.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I had 3, 1, and 2. Yeah, I had 5. 6. I had 6.
Okay, 6.
But 3 of those
were
9%.
Okay.
So I apparently got drunker than I thought. So I slept weird, I think, because I passed the fuck out.
Uh-huh.
Slept weird, woke up, my neck was fucking killing.
Yeah, it's one of those, okay.
Britt got these pain pills, like, fucking, I don't know, 5 months? No. Almost a year ago.
Okay.
For her arm.
Okay.
And they are amazing. She got way too many for what happened
to her.
Yes,
yes.
So I don't know how that happens. I went to the doctor one time for the same thing, like my shoulder killed. They gave me, like, low-dose muscle relaxers and a steroid.
You got to get a good doctor, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get a good doctor.
How do you find that?
$18,000 percent will pay $200 in pocket. That's hype.
You can't just go to the doctor and be like, I really need you to give me drugs.
No, what you do is like what I did. Okay, so I hadn't gone to the doctor in years. So when I worked in Manhattan, I had an actual job. Okay, they had an on-site health clinic, and I had insurance.
Okay.
So anytime I had a problem, I went to this place. So I had some eczema. Okay, so like I had like I think it's called psoriasis is actually what it's called. Basically, I had like these scabs on my skin, and they gave me this cream to get rid of it. It's stress induced. Okay, it was all over my scalp, and it's on my chest, and it was on my back, and it was on my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rub this cream on there, and it would get rid of it. And my skin would clear up.
Okay,
so for like From 2016, when I quit my job and I no longer had insurance, until February, I had no cream, and all of it came back. All right, but I knew that the cream worked. I just had to have it. So when I went to the doctor for the first time, I was like, I have this problem. All I need is this cream. I know it worked before. And she goes, what dose were you on? And I said, I was on this dose. And she goes, okay, I'll just get you that. You just gotta be informed.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine, but... Like, I've taken Adderall in my past,
okay? So this is why you tell your doctor. You just be honest. You just say, last time I had this problem, I had muscle relaxants. They were low grade. They didn't do anything for me. I would like something stronger. That's all you gotta say. And they'll give you whatever.
I feel like they're gonna look at me and be
they
like,
won't.
You're getting,
they won't.
You're
you know why? Because they want to get to the next patient so they can get that $40 copay every time. That's what they don't. They don't care. You know what? What happens if you take too many drugs? What do? You go back to the doctor, and you get another $40 copay. It is fantastic. Okay? Doctors up there, they ain't gonna get those Mercedes for nothing, okay? They want you coming back. Hope they get addicted. $40, $40, $40. Because you know what they addicted to? Two Andrew Jacksons flying through their counter every single week. That's what they're excited about, okay? So get to the doctor. Get yourself some muscle relaxants or some cocaine or whatever you need. Rub it on your body and go get your hair. Do it.
Thanks for the preach, man. That's some gospel shit right there.
That's just fact, man. Welcome to America.
You ever thought about being a preacher?
Oh, actually, I wanted to be a preacher when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually
I bet
have,
you'd be really
I
good
actually
at
have tapes of me preaching.
Really?
I do. Little Seth preaching. In fact, I bet I could even pull it up. I think I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
What was the name of the cream? It's called clobetazole, I believe is the name of it. I still use it today because I mean my head is clear now, but like I used to have like big red splotches and stuff on my head, so it's all gone. Which is part of the reason I didn't used to take my shirt off because I used to look like I had cancer.
I got this weird situation. So it's not mental stress, I don't think, but it's like physical stress.
Sure,
causes me to have red marks like everywhere.
Well, see, this is like scab. Like, here, I have one.
Yeah, it's not scab.
Right here. See that? That's what it's like.
Yeah, no, mine just looks like this. It just gets
red. That's just me putting my big fat arm on my leg,
right.
And my leg is trying desperately to
breathe. But, no, it just happens everywhere when I get sweaty or if I'm in hot water. It's super weird, man.
I believe it, man.
I don't know what
just
it is.
Just tell your doctor. Like, I'm gonna next time I go to my doctor, which is in April.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Is like I get there and I don't know what it. I feel pressured or something.
Write it down, man.
I know. I need to write everything down.
Here's what I'm gonna do in August. I'm going back in August because they put me on this Prozac and they up my dosage, and so I gotta go 90 days with it before they know if they need to up my dosage again or if I'm good. And I think I'm good. But here's my new problem. I have carpal tunnel. It turns out. Okay. People, when I was
does your thumb pop?
Everything pops.
Dude, this one gets stuck sometimes, and I have to pop it.
It's the worst. Okay. So, when I was young, my pediatrician told me by the time I'm 25, if I keep using computers the way I use them, I will have carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
I'm 32 now. Okay? Up till this point, I've been okay with the carpal tunnel. It's fine. Okay? Am I still in Playboy for it? Get out of here. And yes, I am. It's going well, by the way. You know, but the friction is still painful. But anyway, I've literally, like at night now, my entire arm will go numb, this side of my face will go numb, and my chest down here will go numb. Like basically, the entire right side of my body will go numb.
Okay.
It feels like it's asleep. It's not numb. It's like a tingling. And then I'll pop my shirt off, and I'll see every vein. Like, from here down my arm will be bright blue. Because there's no circulation in my shoulder, like, down to here.
So your shoulder's misaligned or something?
I don't know what it is. But you can see it. Like, even right now, even when I feel fine, look at my veins right here compared to my veins here. Like, see how much more blue?
Yeah.
It's because I have terrible circulation in the right side of my arm from the carpal tunnel. So, like, yeah, it's a pinched nerve. That's probably what it is. And I've just been sleeping on it because I don't want to go and pay a copay again until I have to. So I'm going to go for my Prozac appointment, and then I'll be like, yo, also dying. But yeah, I literally, like, the first time it happened, it was so severe, I thought I was having us. Are you getting up to go pee?
Yes, man. I tried
We've
to hold it.
We've got 10 minutes left.
I tried to hold it. I can't. It's just coming out.
He just abandons me in the middle of 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Yes, April. I will DM you it. I will DM you it. I'll DM you the name. Absolutely, because it worked great. It worked great for me. He just left. Oh my God. Oh my God. Chad, am I wrong? And this is taking like maybe when he goes to the doctor, he should ask about this too.
I farted in there.
Congratulations, brother.
It smelled like shit and hash browns.
Oh, I'm glad you let me know, dude. Thanks for letting our audience know that that was a thing that happened. Yeah. We all are very proud of you.
I thought you were wondering.
Maybe talk to the doctor about that one also when you go.
It's just I ate hash browns earlier, so.
But I'll tell you, dude, like, maybe it's because I didn't have insurance for a couple years, and so now I'm like, I understand.
Isn't that illegal?
The beauty of it. It's not illegal because I didn't have enough money to pay for insurance, so they said it's okay.
I think Trump made it not illegal.
Well, I didn't have it last year, and the taxes were like, you're good, dude. You're too poor, so it was fine.
Interesting.
But I now appreciate and embrace
vomit.
The doctor and the modern medicine. You know,
yeah, no, I remember when
you
your arm
that.
Was about to fall off.
Well, and that was
and
in 2008.
Like, I ain't going to the doctor.
That was 2008, and that's probably when the pinched nerve started. By the way, because I've never had feeling right here. Like if you could stab this, I don't feel it. I feel nothing.
That's weird.
It's completely numb, and it's been numb for 10 years.
I mean, I feel that. So
I don't feel it.
That's good.
I don't feel. You know what I? You know, me. Like when they say, you know, when you're numbed, like in the dentist, and they're like, you're gonna feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel when you touch my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't feel any pain, but I feel it going into my muscle. If
that's
that makes
weird.
Sense.
Yeah. No.
So,
no. No.
It's been numb for 10 years, so I need to get it fixed. But one thing at a time. First, my mental health, so I don't think I'm dying every single second. You know, my heart rate's. You know. That's fixed. Okay. Yeah. Now it's my circulation, and then it'll be something else.
I'm just gonna say,
you need to go to the doctor.
No.
Go, dude. It'll be better for you.
No, I think I'm right.
Do you want a Viking beard or not? Do you want a Viking beard? Do you want a Viking beard?
I do.
Then go to the doctor. Go. You don't know that.
Never happen.
You don't know that, dude.
Will never happen.
You don't know that.
I got this whole. It's just on either side, just straight down.
Okay.
This line of no hair, either side, just straight down.
Look, what's this right here? No hair. You see it?
Yeah. No, I got that too.
Yeah. But you say I can grow a beard.
Yeah.
So you can grow
your
a beard.
Your chin hair will cover that. There's no hair straight down,
well,
so there's
I mean,
no hair to cover.
This is going
to
cover it.
Dude, I'll get a Tony Stark. If this hair starts to grow in, then I could definitely get the mustache
Just go to the dang doctor. It'll cost you $40, and you can get medicine. It'll be great for you.
I mean, I should since I got the fucking card.
You're paying for it, man! Just go! You're paying for it. Why are you paying otherwise?
In case I die.
You're just giving money to some fat cat. Okay,
yeah, because I'm told I need to.
Make the fat cat pay some stuff.
Because I'm told I need to.
Well, you do need to. It is legally required for you to have health insurance. Or vote Bernie, and he'll just give us all insurance. We could also do that. Is he still on the insurance thing, or is he doing the free health, free student stuff? I am so out of the loop.
All I know is that at the Democratic debates last Friday, Thursday, one of the two.
It was two of them. They did two nights of debates. There's so many of them.
There's nine of them or something like that.
Ridiculous.
But anywho, a question was posed to all of them, and they were like, do you support free health care for illegal immigrants? And every single one of them raised their hand.
Okay. Do you not like that?
No. Give me free health care. I'm the one who's paying your taxes. They pay nothing. Either make them legal and have them pay taxes or no. I don't give a shit who comes into this country, just as long as you're not strapped with a fucking bomb.
Well, here's
but everybody needs to be paying taxes so they can get the free healthcare.
But you know, most of the rich people don't pay taxes, right?
Eh, they pay taxes.
No, they don't. They don't.
They pay taxes in their life health.
What the? What does that
mean? They're deep depressed inside, man. You know how
so
sick,
are we, and we pay regular taxes.
You know how sick Jeff Bezos has got to be.
He don't look sick.
Like mentally,
he looks like a robot. He's had his whole entire innards ripped out and replaced by Boston Dynamics.
I don't know. Who do you think is going to be the Democratic nominee?
Biden.
Really?
100% Biden.
Dude, no. So here's my thing. So, we know now that the Democratic National Committee, or whatever, the DNC, wanted Hillary as president, right?
Right.
Like, they ousted Bernie because they were like, we're going with Hillary.
Right.
So, my thing is, if they're that organized to where it's not going to depend on a vote, it's just going to depend on who they choose, and then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
They're not, I don't think they're feeling Biden. Because everyone's hating on him, man. Everyone's hating on him for being, like, too touchy, and Republicans were talking about that a year ago.
Here's the thing, okay? No one cares about us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No one cares about anyone our age. The casuals, the Korokovs, the me, the you. They don't care about us. Okay. They don't care about our opinions. Our opinions don't matter. All right? That's why... In 2016, they threw Bernie under the bus and put old Cankles up in there instead. Okay? Because they don't care about us.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
I think they care about the money that they got.
They get a marketing sheet that says, here is what the baby boomers, here's what the K-Conas, here's what the K-Conas out there they're going to vote for, and they go, okay, we're going to do that. And the K-Conas out there, they're going to vote for Biden. Period.
He's the safer
because
bet.
Because he is a straight white man who has experience and he's got gray hair.
Dude, if any one of the Democrats got somewhat centrist, like a little less crazy left,
yes,
they would win.
Agreed. But that's not reality that we live in. That's not where the DNC lives.
No, they're way too left right now.
Right. Well, and they think that the person who's the most vanilla is going to be the person who's most likely to get
votes.
No.
The Kamala
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Yeah. That lady, yeah.
You got to take your opinions, and you got to shove them up your butt. That's where the DNC's putting them, right up their butt. You got to think, what's your mom think? Because that's who they care about.
I don't think my mom likes her.
Exactly. That's my point.
Like I think the Democrats our age like her.
Yes, but they don't care about
hot,
us. That's what I'm
fire,
saying.
But...
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I would love to be wrong. I would, because here's the thing. To be honest, right now, I think a lot of people voted for Trump in 2017 because they wanted to throw a hand grenade into the White House. I honestly think that.
It's a little bit that, and it's a little bit that, yes, he lies about shit. He lies about stuff all the time.
He's not a politician.
He's very easily, you could tell when he lies.
Yeah, well, he's also not a politician.
And he's a little bit more straightforward than others. Like, I mean, if he feels a certain way, you know he feels a certain way because he's not going to hide
it. Tell you.
But God damn it, man. Every single one of those people on that stage, when I watch those debates, they all just seem so fucking fake. Like,
well, they are
hypocritical as shit. Like, oh no, I was sincerely hurt by this. I was almost in tears. No, you fucking weren't.
Dude, they have too many We talked about this on Thursday's episode. We see through the marketing lies.
Yes, and
people.
I'm sure our age does as well, because we've seen
That's
it all
saying.
Our lives.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just unbelievably fake to me, and that makes me not trust them, and that makes me not want them as president.
I just want someone who... The age is a problem, because everyone's too old. Honestly. There's no one our age running, and you know, I think...
Well, not our age, but, I mean, you also have to be plus 35 to be a president.
Well, here's the thing. I honestly think... That we could be idiots, and history may show us that, because everyone our age thought that the world was going to burn when they were our age.
Yeah.
Okay? The 60s show that, the 70s show that, the 80s show that. All the people our age in their 20s to 30s think the world was going to burn, and then they got older, and now here we are.
Yeah.
And we think the world's going to burn. The difference is, I think the world might actually, literally, be burning. And then there's a guy also named Bernie running, which I think is a good coincidence.
It will only be burning like 3-4 months out of the year. The yeah. other half will be
until
extremely flooded and or 60 years frozen. From
now. Yes, burning is a blanket statement for extreme weather shifts yeah. and patterns that will destroy economies, livelihoods, homesteads.
Because, yeah, I mean, I get that everyone can say, like, I mean, that's why Trump's out here being like, it's snowing. How is there global warming?
Dude, well,
it's not global warming. It is climate change.
Here's the thing, man.
Everything's getting crazy.
I really don't like to get political on this show, but I think Colby and I, we do it pretty good because Colby's kind of right, and I'm like, over there, like, left-wise.
You're not that
I'm
left.
Not that bad. But
you're not that left.
But I am extreme in the fact that I think I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
And I will yell at you until I think that you should, to convince you.
Yeah.
I was in Grand Lake. Colorado, over the honeymoon, okay? June 16th to June 24th, into June. It snowed while I was there,
mm-hmm.
okay? Not uncommon for it to snow. Well, it is uncommon, but it's not unheard of. It has done it before where there's been rainy, snowy summers before. Once a decade,
yeah.
okay? Everyone in... Now, this is the third summer in a row that has been rainy and snowy. That's a little unheard of, but everybody goes, I remember in 1994 when we had a snowy summer, you know, but now it's every year.
Yeah.
The point is, I'm in these stores. I'm like a local. I'm there so long. I'm in these stores, and people are just talking about, God, there's going to be no one here this summer because it's snowing. No one can get across Trail Ridge. No one can come here. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, this is the livelihood that is being affected mm-hmm. by climate change.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe people don't think about it because they push it out of their heads. The whole climate change thing because it's fake news or whatever. But, like, that is the stuff that affects real people. Ice cream shop XYZ will not remain open if no tourists come to Grand Lake because it rains the entire summer. All it takes is 1 year of no one showing up and you have no money for ice cream shop. And I
yeah.
and that extends to a town of 1,000 in Grand Lake and a town to 40,000 and a town to 4 million, to Miami, to London, to everywhere. There are people being affected by it. Mm-hmm. And I don't...
Just ask Puerto Rico, man.
It's I don't... The trends to me don't lie.
No.
But you know who does? Every politician.
Well, yes. Okay,
who
so
has
I
four
mean,
marketing people in
honestly,
their ear telling the exact thing to say.
It's just hard. Because, like, every generation before, like, ours and maybe our parents... had to face incredible, yeah. incredible, like, things to deal with. Wars, fucking cavemen shit, you
yeah.
know, like...
Technology has made us softer, 100%. Yes,
and
agreed.
So, like, I mean, honestly, it might just be the fucking gods balancing shit out, like,
but see,
you
I,
think you can handle this now, how here's 5,000 days of rain, here's 5,000 days of forest fires.
Why I don't agree with that, okay? Because, yeah, sure, in the 40s, you had to deal with World War II. And, you know, in the teens and 20s, you had to deal with World War I. And before that, you know, you had cholera or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the 1100s, you had crusades and people literally stabbing you with no law and order. And in the 200s, you had sand snakes just coming out of the ground and biting you on your leg. It's always been awful.
Yeah.
And it's always been worse in prior generations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the...
I think
to
it's
me,
just a reckoning.
No, but to me, the difference is that this will be the first time where we can't look to the future and go, it's going to be better for the future. It's
right.
actually going to get worse.
Yeah.
For the future. Like, the people in the World War II, they go, this is fighting for a better tomorrow. So our kids as kids can live in a world that's more free.
But in between World War I and World War II, they were probably like, the future's going to be great. And then it wasn't. It's just how it is. I think it's a correction. You remember, like, Leo in his documentary talking about, like, how humanity is, like, the cancer of the Earth?
I mean,
we're just eating away, eating away at it. Yeah, this is the Earth fighting fucking back.
Well, I agree with you. I mean,
like,
that's
it's
how it
gonna, it's just gonna happen, and the weak will die out. And we've gotten to a point where
Goodbye.
Our population is just too high for the Earth
population
that we live in.
Population is ridiculously high.
And yeah, so but, it's a course correction that we're gonna have to deal with as a human species. But when in human history have we not had to deal with something like that?
But I think the major difference, in my opinion. The major difference is that when all these horrible things happen, we came together as a race
mm-hmm.
to stick together and combat it.
Yeah.
We're like, Nazis are bad. Let's go take care of that.
And this is why.
And this one here, we're like, climate change doesn't exist.
No, this is why Elon Musk is trying to send motherfuckers to Mars. Because that's where we're going to fuck up next.
Yeah, but giving up on the Earth is probably not the best way to
do it. It's a good method, man. There's nothing we can do. We fucked it too hard.
Have you seen the new Godzilla movie,
man? It's a crack whore on the streets, man. We can't fix it.
Sorry to all the crack whores listening. Guess you're unfixable. Yeah.
Sorry about you if you can afford the internet to watch this stupid show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they're watching it in their libraries right now.
No,
I totally disagree with that, Colby. I could be fixed anytime I want.
I have not seen the new Godzilla.
See, you offended Korokov, dude. Korokov crack whores don't have hair as glorious as yours. All right, man, that's just not possible. Okay, well.
Does he have a beard?
Who are you voting for in 2020, man?
Alex Jones.
Like, if you could pick any of them, which one?
Okay, no. So I've watched this guy. He's very right. His name is Paul Joseph Watson.
But there's no Republicans going to run, right?
No. But I'm just saying, this is kind of the point of the times that we're in.
Okay.
He used to be on InfoWars. He was an InfoWars, like, he lives in Britain. He's a Britain guy.
Okay.
But he claimed to be in the media house or whatever the fuck you want to say of InfoWars, which is Alex Jones' company.
Okay. Does that still exist?
No. Okay, recently, so. Now he's part of Summit Entertainment, which is his own, like, brand of...
The company that made Twilight?
Dude, his company's name is Summon Entertainment.
It's a company that made Twilight, dude. Did you not put that together?
No. Because it's his own logo. I'm like, oh, that's different. I guess I didn't put it together. That's fucking hilarious. But yeah, he's distancing himself.
It's probably smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Korkog, give me the beard, man.
Go to the doctor.
There's no fucking shit. I'm either going to do Rogaine or I'm going to get hair plugs. And I'm preferably leaning towards the first one. Because I don't want hair implants in my face.
They might have Rogaine at a clinical strength. That's what I'm telling you.
No, but see,
that's what I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Like, the exact same thing that I said, okay? The skin cream they have that skin cream over the counter.
Didn't.
It's half the strength. It wasn't enough. I had to go to the doctor. The casual said he got shots at his head and poof, hair.
I don't want shots in my face, though.
How bad do you want a beard? Do Vikings would take a shot to their face to get a beard?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you want to be a Viking? You got to live the Viking lifestyle. All right? You want to be a fat, hairless dude?
I'm not a Viking.
I think a Viking would wear those teal shorts, dude, 100%.
Shit on a stick, man. I really want a beard, god damn it. When do you think the beard trend is gonna end, man?
I don't know, man.
Because it was clean shaven. That's why Backstreet Boys all had clean, well, minus, like, whatever, the JC.
I am not the other guy. A fan of big beards.
I'm not a fan of, like, crazy long.
Yeah, I don't like heavy metal
beards. I want,
beards,
like, a
know?
Beard to maybe, like, here.
I don't think I'd like you with that.
Duh, fuck off. That's what I'm going to have.
It will tickle me when you're giving me...
Yeah. It's on the taint, man. Get that waft.
You do not want to be down there right now. I know that for sure. I don't know, man. Have you tried ever,
on
like,
this trend of me getting fatter
point,
and fatter?
Great point, casual.
I'm going to need a beard.
You're not getting fatter.
Not
you're going
look...
to the gym now. You're back to the skinny Colby. Let me see your gut. Let me see it. There's no gut there, man. See? There's a little bit of boob right here.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of boob. But
yeah,
it's not
there
like
is.
Me. Okay? I look like I'm wearing a sports
Honestly,
bra.
Honestly, like, in the 2 weeks I've been going to the gym, I have noticed a slight difference. Like, I'm less... Well, I've stopped drinking beer during the week.
Okay. For the 14th time.
I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I try not to drink on Sundays, but...
You literally brought a 12-pack of Corona over.
I didn't last Sunday. Guess
That's
why?
True.
Because we did not have a show.
You know, and I also poured a beer of my own this Sunday because I didn't think you were going to bring anything, and then lo and behold, you bring a 12-pack. So
every time. Not 12-pack, but some
Not
form
for
of
Sundays.
Alcohol.
Thursdays used to be our drinking show.
No!
And we have degraded...
Then I converted it
over, no!
Because now it's weird alcohol Sundays.
You drink every show. That's what happens now.
Yeah, it's funner for me.
We literally went from no drinking to Thursday drinking,
yeah,
to let's not drink on Thursdays, to that's never going to happen, we're going to keep drinking on Thursdays, to let's drink Thursdays and Sundays.
No, but now see Thursdays I look forward to as the day I get to drink.
But we're drinking today!
Also today.
As long as you look forward to the show, you do whatever you want, bro.
See, that's
care.
All you want.
I don't care.
That's all it is.
I'm the best boss of all time because you ruin your body to please.
Okay, hold on.
You know?
Is there a fucking beard Snapchat filter? Because if so, let's check it out.
I was actually going to ask you that. Have you ever tried to put a beard on and see how you look? Oh.
Oh, God, no.
No, you look... No.
No.
Uh-uh.
All right. We're going to post these in the Discord.
I'll show them on the stream. Yeah, put them in the Discord, man. That is not okay.
I thought there was like a full
beard. Oh, dude,
beard
cowboy
on.
Hat. Go back, cowboy hat, dude.
I'm not doing cowboy hat. What's this? See, that's the length I want, though, but I don't want the hearts.
Dude, your head looks too tiny.
Dude, was this just a nose?
Yeah, you just a nose. Just a nose hat. Jesus Christ. Are we going to do a three-hour episode today? Should I open another Corona? Or
yes.
Like,
okay.
It's Ford. Can I go pee?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just going to be Snapchatting this entire time. Dude. Like, this is what I want right here. I mean, a little thicker, but there is not the perfect beard on Snapchat for me to try. Hold on, let me get this motherfucker. Like, without the goddamn hipster glasses, it would be fine. There's just... Guys, I just want a fucking beard. I've wanted it for so long. Let's see, okay, there's the beard one. There's, like, stubble. Here's just the nose. And here's a goddamn creepy-ass goatee. I don't want the last one. Just saying. If you're not in the Discord, go to the fucking Discord, because they're there. Literally the first one would be goddamn great. If this fucking bullshit ass right here could grow, I would be perfectly content.
Are you just yelling at chat right now?
I am.
What
go
are you
to
yelling
the Discord,
about?
Man. Okay. I took all the photos.
Okay. Came back and it was just Okay, so we got. Is this just you?
That's stubble. There's extra stubble there.
Why do your cheeks look so fat,
dude? Because it's manly jaw, bro.
Okay, well, yeah, this
that one's creepy as shit. Okay. I don't want that.
I want you guys to.
I will never have that.
All of you people know again. Far left, very inclusive. You look like a tranny in this photo. You look like someone who was born a woman and you have decided. To undergo treatment to become a man.
Dude, that is probably, I can see that. That's the hair they'll get.
Uh-huh. That's what you, they'll.
Right.
Okay, I want you guys to know, I didn't say they, Colby said that, okay?
That's the hair they'll get.
Now.
That's the closest. That's literally the closest, minus the goddamn glasses.
You look like you have a 9-year-old's forehead, though.
That's fine.
I don't think you pull off the beard look,
that's
man.
Fine.
But it may just be because I know you so long without it.
It's just so thick, though. I don't know. I might not want that big a beard.
Have you? You know what you should do? You're very skilled. You should get a photo of your face. Casuals right ahead of me. Put a beard you like on your own face. Photoshop it, and then we'll see what it looks like.
Okay.
You know. This is the best look.
Yeah.
This is Ratatouille
if
right
I
here.
If I just had no eyes, that'd be perfect.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yep. No eyes. It's better. Yeah. Yeah. Who's messaging me? Stop messaging me, people. How dare you? Okay? All right. April, we'll see you later. Thanks for hanging out. Enjoy your yard work. Please don't die. Okay? You look like Markiplier. Markiplier mixed with Nigel Thornberry. Dude, I
Nigel Thornberry.
Do you think you look bad right now?
I mean, right at this current moment, yes, this is just a hair fuck fest.
You don't like this.
My face.
See,
no.
I think you look fine.
No. I mean, it looks fine. It doesn't look good. Like, literally, I got mutton chops, bro. Mutton chops.
But like, you don't like the clean shave.
What if I shaved everything but the mutton chops? That would look weird.
It would, but you're not doing that, so. I couldn't grow a decent beard that wasn't patchy at her full until I took steroids for the first time after that. Easy peasy.
I have steroids at home. They're like painkiller steroids, but I got steroids.
It's a different kind of steroids.
I think it is.
You know what you should do? You should go to the doctor.
Should I?
Yeah,
can
and,
I get
and you
steroids
should say,
through them?
You should say a friend of mine was telling me that he couldn't grow a beard that wasn't patchy, and he said he tried steroids and it worked. That's what you should tell him. Just say that to the doctor.
I will.
That's all you gotta do, man.
I also should probably check out all the other shit, like blood and stuff.
You should probably have a... Have you not had a physical in a while?
Oh, God, no.
You should probably have a physical.
I can't remember the last time I coughed and a dude held my nuts. I can't remember that.
That doesn't happen during physicals. If that was happening during a physical, you should probably call the police.
No, it definitely touches
no
your nuts.
No one touched my nuts.
Really?
No. No, no nut touching.
He didn't hold your nuts and tell you to cough.
No, no one does
that.
That's
a thing.
Maybe when you're a child and he's making sure your nuts exist, but not when you're an adult.
No, that's definitely a thing. It's to make sure you don't have, like, testicle cancer.
No.
What is that called?
Well, maybe when you're 60, but when
you're
a 26-year-old man, no one touches your balls
that
and makes
happens.
You cough.
Google it. Do people touch your balls in a physical?
I can't believe I'm Googling this. It's going to put me on a watch list. Do doctors touch your balls during a physical? I literally had a physical like 6 months ago. Oh my God, dude. Okay, well, chat is split. Korokov's like, no. Casual tattoo are like, yes. Yeah, see, this is what I had right here. As a physical executive, doctor will use tools to look at your eyes, ears, nose, and throat, to listen to your heart and lungs.
Yeah, that's every doctor's appointment.
The exam also includes touching or palpitating parts of your body like your abdomen to feel for abnormalities. That's all they did.
No. What's the next one? Do doctors always check your balls?
Your doctor should examine your testicles at least once a year.
At least once a year, bro!
He or she will grasp one testicle at a time and run it gently between the thumb and first finger to feel for lumps. Dude, I got ripped off then. I wanted my female doctor to roll my ball.
There you go. That's probably why. It's because it was a female. She ain't going to do that.
Should I be offended that the doctor didn't touch my ball?
I mean, maybe.
I was very clear that I had not had a physical in 15 years.
Yeah, I thought
touch
a physical.
Touch my balls, lady.
I thought a physical definitely had them, like, grab your balls.
Touch my ball right now, man. You got to check for lumps. I got a big Samoan guy. Oh, it popped. My bad, dude.
Yeah, man. I got ball touched.
Well, that didn't happen to me.
It was a really old guy.
You know,
I didn't enjoy it.
It's honestly hilarious like that you bring this up because I, like, in full transparency, okay.
No.
I thought that they would.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I had a physical was at my pediatrician, and he, mm-hmm. like, pulled down my pants, and he, like, pulled my dong. And
yeah, see?
At it. Like, and I'm like, I told Chris, I'm like, she's going to look at it. She's going to look at it. She's going to touch it. She's going to touch balls. She's going to touch my dick. It's going to be the end of the world. She's like, she's not going to do that. I'm like, I'm about to get fully naked. I know she's going to look at my whole body. And she's like, she's not going to do that. And she didn't do that.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed that, you know, no physicals happen.
I think it's the male doctor thing, bro.
Male on male. You want me to give you the name of my doctor? She's great. I love my doctor.
I mean, maybe.
She's fast and she gives you whatever you want. I was like, I've been thinking about killing myself and having anxiety. She's like, here's big pills. You know, that's all you got to do. Easy. Can't imagine my ball bead rolled by
I mean, honestly, okay. At the time... When it happened, I was a teenager, and that was right around the time where erections just happened, like, out of fucking nowhere.
Did you pop one, dude?
No, I was very scared I was gonna, and be like, I'm sorry.
No, dude.
But, yeah, no, it didn't happen.
Mine, like,
retreats
into my body.
It was way too awkward.
It, like, comes out my backside when there's people that are looking at it, and I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, no.
That's what happens to me.
But yeah, I need to go and do all that shit. Because
you should do that.
I'm probably dying.
You're probably not dying.
I probably am.
You probably
not.
All
of us are.
Well, everyone's dying. Eat a pear. But, like, you're probably not dying, okay? Eat a pear. But, like, it's nice that you would know that, you know?
Eat a fucking pear.
You know? You didn't tell me I shouldn't eat the seeds, dude.
Oh, my God.
You should at least get your labs drawn. Exactly. You know? Just do a physical with blood work. I think it cost me $20, dude. $40, I think.
Yeah,
is the norm.
I can't remember. I don't remember because I went to a dermatologist. I believe, is that the guy with the skin?
Yes, that's a skin man.
Yeah,
He's 26.
I went to him not 2016 probably.
Okay.
Because I was allergic and I wanted.
Oh,
to,
I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was the time when you were dating that person who you were allergic to dogs, cats, mm-hmm. and pine needles.
Yep.
And so she immediately bought a dog. That was a good relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, we bought the one dog that would set my allergies off like crazy.
Yeah. By the way, look at ToxPod in chat flexing his ability to tuck. I couldn't do that. Not big enough. Have you ever tucked?
I mean, yes, but I have to, like lean forward and have
see,
it go
back. See,
I think
because of the extra fat, I'm not able to do it. Mm. It's a sad day.
That is sad.
It's sad, man. Mm. I mean, it's not that sad.
It's kind of sad.
It's sad, though.
Well, if you wanted to look like a woman, you couldn't do it.
Well, the good news is that because of the size, I kind of look like a woman at all times, no matter the tuck or not tuck, so...
Balls exist, bro.
They do,
can't
and they're lengthy. And they were not touched by a doctor... So,
mine were.
I don't think your balls are going to get touched by a doctor when you go.
I mean, probably not anymore, right?
I don't think so. But
even
Chad
though
was
now's
saying
the
that
time
were.
For them to check. Like, I'm not going to have testicular cancer when I'm 15. I'm going to have
You're not
going to
have it when you're 26
well,
either, dude.
No, but like in 10 more years?
Yeah, but that's
maybe.
10 years from now.
Maybe.
You think you're going to make it to 36?
No.
Yeah, it's a long time,
I'm
gonna dude.
I'm going to die next year. I'm dying right now.
Everyone's dying, man. He's dead. Thank God. Now I can do everything I always wanted.
What's Buffalo Colby?
Buffalo Bill is the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
It puts the lotion
yes.
on the skin
that
or
guy.
Else it gets the dick again.
No, not that's not the line.
That's how I do it.
Okay, well, I'll, F's in the chat for Brit, but okay, that's fine. But yeah, go to the doctor, man. That'll solve a lot of your problems.
Oh, God, that was almost a puke.
Don't. Well, or do. I don't care. Be great for AIDS. Make a good Instagram clip if you threw up right now.
Just blood. Just perfect framing, too. Yeah. Just right here.
That's the difference between me and Chris, is that I would be like, wow, what great content. And Chris would be like, wow, you have to clean that up, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd be like, content.
At least
worthy.
I didn't do it in your closet.
That's true. That has happened before. That has happened before. Hey, go to the doctor.
Sure.
What's here, let me do this. I wanna...
have no idea about my insurance at all.
Do you know what the name of your insurance
Blue Cross?
Is? Okay. Of Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me look it up. Dude.
No, of Washington D.C.
Well, I don't know, man. Okay, find a doctor hospital. This is all you gotta do right here. Okay. Don't want to show you my location. Can I do find a doctor? Primary care. General practice.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Look at all these people, dude. Look, here's Deepa C. Upadhyaya. Why don't you do him, dude? With a name, if you make it anywhere with a name like this, you're probably a great doctor.
I mean, probably, right?
Yeah. Imagine having to go to Dr.
I'd like
Upa
to go
Dahaya.
To Earl George. That actually sounds much
Earl
better.
George, dude?
Yeah.
That'd be good, man. There's 19 doctors on here.
There's 19 pages.
There's 19 pages?
There's 19 pages.
Oh
no, no, you're right.
Okay, all right. So there's not a lot of doctors for you to choose from.
Dude, that's 19. That's not a lot.
There's only 19 doctors. This one's in Topeka, also, by the way, so there's actually less. This one's downtown, 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 east side. I don't even know where... That's in Andover.
Andover.
Kingman. Winfield.
Shit, man.
You've got terrible insurance.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
Okay, here's what you got to do, all right? Because this sucks. You got to ask someone at your work who has your insurance, well, who their doctor is. Because this is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma now. We're in Oklahoma. Because the joke of going to Dr. Huga Haga Haga Ha, he is like, literally, he's one of your only three choices. Yeah, because you have one, two, three, four, five. You have five people.
Oh wait,
in this list,
I
who
do
are
have
actually
my
doctors.
Wallet here, right? Yeah, no. I got my insurance card in there.
All right, well, let me look at it, man.
Let me make.
Let
sure
me look at your insurance here.
Son of a whore! Don't ever get a tiny wallet. It's impossible to fucking look
you have
at.
So much stuff in that wallet.
Yeah, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, man. Group number.
Let me see this.
Why do I have Topgolf? Where's the trash can? Throw that away. What now?
There you go, man. Office visit copay $35.
Oh, there you go.
Specialist copay $70.
So that's like chiropractor.
So
probably?
That or a chiropractor, or that would be like a dermatologist. That's all it would be, man. That's what it is. Costs $35 to go to the doctor. Tells you right there on the card.
Look at that. I didn't even look at this card. Huh.
Yeah, see, this is a much better insurance, right? This one, right? Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, United Healthcare. Yeah, that's way better. That's your parents, right?
That's gone now.
Yeah, that's over for you. But yeah, that was way better.
Oh, this one says $2,600. That's not right.
No, it's right. If it's on your card, that's right.
I thought it was $23.
It's $26.
My paperwork said $23.
Well, they boned you. You know, they slipped that in there.
So if I gave them my old parents' insurance card, do you think they'd be like, this is expired?
Yeah, they run it. It's the future. They can just check.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you.
Do they have, like, an expiring date?
Yeah, it's called when you stop paying. And also, even if they didn't, for some reason, you got in with your old insurance, they would bill that, and then they would be like, hey, no, not our client, and then you would get a bill for the full price of your visit. Is Britt texting us being like, where
no,
are
this
you?
This is my mother.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She's saying that website's bullshit.
I would agree. There's only five doctors. That can't be true.
That's bullshit. Your doctor takes Blue Cross Blue Shield. That is one of the most common insurance out there.
Okay, well, then just go to your regular doctor, dude.
Okay.
Just go to your doctor.
Well, cool. I don't like my doctor, though. He doesn't give me shit.
Well, then find a different doctor. You want to see my doctor? Let me look up my doctor and see if she takes my stuff.
Okay, wait. Hold on. So I've been to three doctors recently that I can remember, all right?
Okay.
It was my doctor I've had for a while through my mother who knows him, okay?
Yep, she takes Blue Cross Blue Shield, dude. Perfect. Go to my doctor. She's the best.
He gave me some pills for anxiety at one point in time.
Okay.
They were not. He gave me Zoloft at one point in time. I didn't like it.
Okay.
It made me run into a garage door blackout drunk.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
I don't want that.
That's bad.
Then he gave me another one that's like a slow burn, like you have to take it for 2 weeks for it to like start affecting you.
Right.
It did not do much.
Okay.
Then I went to so that was one doctor. I went to
that's nice talks.
Another doctor from the same hospital, but yeah, my doctor was out of town or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember why the fuck I went to him, though. Oh, I had like a cough or something, so he gave me Delsum that helped.
Okay.
Or like a high painkiller thing. It didn't work either. I went to the immediate care for my shoulder that broke.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't break, but
right,
know,
I know what
it,
you mean.
It
you pulled something,
bad.
Yeah.
She gave me muscle relaxers and a steroid, and I didn't take the steroid. The muscle relaxers didn't work.
Okay.
So I've had bad experience with doctors, so I don't want it.
Tony, go to my doctor, dude. She's great. It's me. You know me. I hate doctors, but doctor's great. She's great. She explains to you why it works, which I really appreciate, because she explained to me why I feel the way I do, why my body is a worthless hunk of garbage, and then she explained to me why the medicine would make the worthless hunk of garbage in my body better. What'd your mom say now?
She said I have her insurance 60 days after my birthday.
He needs to get on his own insurance, so Julie. He's a grown man, okay? He doesn't want to go to his doctor who's like, I've got AIDS, and he's like, here's an ibuprofen. Go to the doctor who's going to give you medicine, bro.
I don't know. We'll find out. Britt did text me, and she was like, did you two die? Because it's now 30 minutes after when we should have ended.
Dude, we're entertaining, bro.
Dude, we're killing it.
I noticed ToxPod subbed, okay? He's got to refresh to share it so it pops up on the thing.
But do it!
He did it.
I want to see it!
If we
I want to be rock hard!
Hold on, before he does it here, I'm going to do this, all right? Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Like, so fast.
I just wanted to get that out of here, so it's because it's just on my chat at all times, and I'm tired of it.
Butts.
Butts was the first thing I
thanks
could...
Thanks, Z-Swigs, for 20 months.
20 months, man. That's a lot of money that I could have not spent
yeah.
on our show.
I think it's free, though.
It's not free.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
2 months! ToxBot, thanks for the sub, man. I really appreciate Twitch Prime sub.
It.
Really
love
do. And I'm glad that my name is not up there. I hate it when my name is the latest sub, but I also hate that it says, sure, your anniversary, because it's just there, and it just...
I have not shared my anniversary on your stream for like 3 months.
That's good, man. I don't want to see you in there. I'm really enjoying the fact that I could talk about you and there's no worry of you showing up in chat. I'm really happy about that. Navius knows he's been there, dude. I've talked about you, and I'm like, Colby ain't going to show up anymore. Because we used to have this running joke that, like, if we talked about you, you'd show up.
Right.
But now there's no chance. Yeah. You have to actually work.
Yeah.
I think Tattoo knows, too. I think he was there the other day when I was talking about you, and you can't show up. I don't even remember what I was saying about you. It was all complimentary.
Sure.
It was.
Okay. Hey, we need to chug the rest of this so we can end the show.
That was a bad idea, wasn't
it? Mine was full.
Yeah. Yeah. I had barely any in mine. I feel like you're going to feel that forever.
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a pee.
How many did you have?
7.
Oh, my God. I had 3? 2?
2. Plus your beer. So 3.
All right, man. Well, thanks for watching, guys. This has been an episode. You know, it's fair that we gave him a longer episode, though.
Yeah, because we've been gone, and we'll be gone this Thursday.
And we're not here Thursday, because this Thursday is America Day, and we won't have a show, because it's the 4th of July. So apologies to Navius, who's from Canada. Loyal, who's in Canada. Those are the only people I know who are in Canada, or not in the U.S. I'm not sure about Tattoo.
No, regardless of where they are, they can't celebrate America Day, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can celebrate America Day if you want, but we'll be celebrating it.
Shoot off fireworks.
No streams at all on Thursday, including at Z-Swigs, which makes me very sad, but I told my mom last night, and she's like, just take the day off, we want to see you, we never get to see you anymore. And I'm like, Mom, you know what, I don't work, I don't make money, and she's like... And I'm like, okay, then I'll be here on Thursday. It's fine, okay? Okay, am I doing something tomorrow evening? For Canada Day? Yeah, I'm gonna observe a moment of silence, Navius, for America's hat. That's what I'm gonna do, okay? All right, that's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, man, that's great. Hurry up, I gotta pee.
Guys, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate
you.
We're going to get out of here. Like we did just mention it. We are not going to have a show on Thursday because it is the 4th of July. It's a holiday. So, Casual, I am not going to chug a bottle of maple syrup. I think that'll kill me. Will that kill me? Bring it up tomorrow morning, okay? I'll be live and we can talk about it then, all right? I'm sure I'll give some ridiculous money. It is the first of the month, and I always need money on the first of the month, so, you know, whatever. But anyways, guys, we're going to be gone on Thursday because we'll be blowing stuff up, okay? We'll be blowing stuff up and on America Day, but we will be back a week from today, and then we'll be back to a normal schedule for the foreseeable future, okay? We're back on Sundays and Thursdays, Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, but not this Thursday. Just Sunday next time, okay? So thank you guys for hanging out today. Appreciate y'all. What?
He says Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central?
Eastern.
Eastern?
Yeah.
That's not right.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
I've had many Coronas. Okay? I'm a lightweight. Look at me. My body can't absorb alcohol very well.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay? But guys, thanks for hanging out. Thank you all for the subs,
Dave.
Really appreciate it, April. Thank you for the bits. Welcome to all new followers. I assume we have some. Appreciate you. I hope you all have a great rest of your week. We'll see you on Sunday. Colby's literally leaving to go pee. So we'll see you all later, guys.
Love
y'all. Bye, everybody.